Good. So,
all right, now this summer, this hasn't been a team that's, you know, hitting five balls out of the ballpark every night, a lot of small ball, and it's really coming down, heading down the stretch to pitching. What's it like being back in the starting rotation? You kind of did your due diligence all summer. They needed you in that bullpen. Now being back in the rotation, what are you hoping this – you get at least probably one more start. What are you hoping to get out of that?
Probably just to keep my team in it. I like to – I mean, if you're giving up a couple runs, as long as you're – the score's pretty close to other teams, you're just keeping your team in the game and letting them have a shot to take the win. It's definitely a big thing I have every game.
What is – anything stand out to you as far as best memories so far of this summer with these guys?
Best memories, probably just a lot of it comes from just everywhere but the game, just BP before the game or hanging out outside of like the game. You just talk to your teammates a lot and you're hanging out every day of the summer.
They're asking walking by, but that's really at the heart of baseball. If you're
yeah.
not having fun, right?
Oh yeah, fun. If you're once you stop having fun, like playing baseball, that might be the time to just hang up the cleats.
Yeah. Well, you got a little ways to go. I know this coming year at Shasta, I know you guys always have high hopes. We've seen quite a few of those guys. But, you know, what do you see your role and what are you trying to convince Coach to do with you this year?
I'm definitely going to push for a starting spot right like the first month of fall. Just kind of let them know that I want to be a big role on the team this year and maybe the one or two just getting – 5 or 6 innings every week, hopefully 7. Just a lot of innings to save the bullpen for when you need them.
And lastly, back to the experience this summer. Even if you're just listening to Bill Plummer talking or Rick Bassetti talking or even some of the older players, you got to pick up some stuff. That has to be a real positive.
Oh, yeah. First week, just talking to Plum and Bassetti too, like just hearing the stuff he says outside of the dugout, you kind of just learn a lot of stuff that isn't really related to the physical parts of baseball, but just kind of mental and how to treat, like, umpires, stuff like that, or how to react to a bad play that you make, kind of just going to the next one.
And learn how to be a professional, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
All right, any last things you want to say before we wrap it up?
Come out to the Knights games this upcoming spring. I'll be out there shoving, so...
All right, Shasta Knights, and I'll try to get out there, too. We've got a lot of those connections on this team.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Zach Billingsley, always fun. We'll take a look at these starting lineups. It's going to be a lot of fun out there on the baseball field this weekend. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR. Thanks, Zach.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. We're expecting an excellent crowd tonight on a Friday night. And great time of year because the sun is already off the grandstands out here. So you can come out, cool off, get yourself a cold beverage, enjoy the baseball game after a hot day around the North State. The Colt 45 is taking on one of the elite teams that they play in their summers. This one is, you look at the lineup and you go, gee, what's the SF Puff Caps? Well, that is short for Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, and they are a nationwide traveling baseball team out of the Bay Area, and they have players, quite literally, and they're funded by Pacific Union Financial, that is based as a Texas man behind it, and they have had 5 players on this team this year who were with their club drafted this summer and have signed. So that should tell you the level of play. They have players hailing from Cal, Stanford, Long Beach, Fresno State, Kansas, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Stanford. Did I say that? Cal State Fullerton. I used to do games for them many years ago, and so on. Most of them are freshmen coming right out of high school, though they have changed over the years from being a team that is just top high school recruits going entering D1 in the fall, and then apparently they've added some repeat players. But this team is still primarily D1 top recruits who've earned a baseball scholarship and will be playing in college this fall for the first time. And some of them may differ from that, so, but the bottom line is some of them have less experience than some of your Colt 45s players. Now, the Colt 45's broadcast tonight is brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., a huge part of the Redding and Shasta County community. And we want to thank Carl's Jr. for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. Well, we're waiting on some of the crowd to come filing in. We're in pretty good shape, a little bit ahead of the start. Let's run down the starting lineups for you tonight for the visitors, and we'll tell you more about each player as he comes up. Coleman Brigman will be leading off. He is out in center field. In left field, Cade Connor. Out at the DH, Mac Bingham. Aaron Roberts is their first baseman hitting cleanup. Dalton Bowling at third base, bats fifth. Caden Matheny is in right field hitting sixth. Will Worthington at second base, bats seventh. Joseph King, their catcher tonight, and Adam Crampton is their shortstop. Quinn Matthews is the starting pitcher for them tonight. Matthews, a left-hander, 6'5", lanky, 175-pounder out of Stanford University, and we'll be learning, as I said, more about this team as we go. Their manager, Mike Zarelli. And, of course, the Colt 45s, managed by Barrick Faskin. He's at home plate with Zarelli. And the three umpires for tonight's game, Johnny Smith will be behind home plate. Zach Snell and Thomas Hutler will be out on the bases tonight. So a full contingent, three umpires for this evening's game. For the Colt 45s, batting lineup looks like this. For Barrick Faskin's team, Andy Bayena in center field with Tyler Thompson done for the summer. And hopefully he's back home getting some treatment on that hand injury so he doesn't miss any time at Utah in the fall. Julian Kodama is at third base, hitting second. Peyton Edwards DHing again tonight. Tanner Tweet is catching tonight, and he is behind the plate a night after hitting two homers and driving in seven runs, including a grand slam in there for the Colt 45s in last night's win. Brandon Roop is in the five-hole playing shortstop. Eamon Velarde out in left field, batting sixth. Chris Brubach in the lineup. He'll hit seventh tonight. Kyle Schrodel in right field, bats eighth. And Ty Brogdon, the second baseman, hits ninth. On the hill, Jacob Marquez making the start tonight, and he has had a solid season for the Colt 45s, the Santa Clara junior college pitcher. J-Mac comes into this game with a 5.26 earned run average. He's probably deserves a better fate than that. He's had some runners that were inherited that scored on him and some bad luck, but he leads the club with four wins. He's 4-4. He'll be making his eighth start tonight, and opponents are hitting 285 against the little right-hander. And so we will talk a little bit more about him, of course, as well as he gets set to take the field. Tonight in the third base club pavilion, the Colt 45s are welcoming board members and partners of the Louie Foundation. It's a nonprofit working to improve the level of cancer care in the North State. It was formed 8 years ago in honor of the late Gold Hills golf pro Louie Miramont. To date, the Louie Foundation has contributed more than $250,000 to Mercy Foundation North to enhance cancer care in Redding, Red Bluff, and Mount Shasta. Foundation is a supporter of Wings of Angels, an organization assisting younger cancer patients, including tonight's bat boy, Colby Arnett. The Louie Foundation also pitched in on CAR FIRE relief efforts. The CAR FIRE, we know 1 year ago today, began its horrible run through the North State in Shasta County. Learn more at LouieFoundation.com. Help them knock cancer out of the park. Welcome them to the Third Base Club Pavilion tonight here at the ball club. Colt 45s, as I mentioned, 1-2 straight, but they were playing a much less experienced team than the one they're going to face tonight. We're going to take a a quick break, and when we return, we'll have the national anthem, and we'll have some baseball out here at Tiger Field. You're listening to a game brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colorado Mesa, number 3, Ty Hawkins.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. You can hear the public address announcing the starting lineup for the Colt 45s. It's a pretty good crowd expected tonight. And as I mentioned, hey, after a 100-degree day, best thing, if you stayed inside all day, now you can come on out to the ballpark, cool off, and enjoy some high-quality baseball tonight. We're expecting it. Colt 45s are wearing white-on-white uniforms, the black stripe, and, of course, the gold trim, black bill on the white caps. Let's now turn it over to the public address for the anthem.
Gentlemen, please take your hats off, and I want to introduce you to Chris Lynn Bishop, a senior at Foothill. Take away, Chris Lynn.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket had glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the
A beautiful job on the national anthem by Chris Lynn Bishop of Foothill High School tonight. And extraordinarily beautiful job, as mentioned, there on the anthem tonight. It's going to be a great night for baseball. Plenty of seats left. If you can make it out, please do. Otherwise, we're glad to have you along. We'll keep you up to date as well on other scores out in baseball land tonight. But right now, the Colt 45s, as I mentioned, wearing the white-on-white uniforms, gold trim, black numbers and lettering with gold trim. The visitors tonight, they have black and white, black road jerseys, gray jersey pants. They have gray numerals and lettering with some green trim. They have a dark trim and dark extra colors. They are a team that comes to test you. They're here to play a high brand of baseball, and the Colt 45s over the years have given them their all. Expect them tonight. They're going to have to be on their game. This can't be one of those games where there's a lack of focus, as we saw a little bit, I think, early in yesterday's game. But that was then. This is now. Time to play baseball. And the slate is clean. Colt 45s defensively behind Marquez. At first base tonight, Chris Brew. Over at second, Ty Brogdon. At shortstop, Brendan Roop. Over at third base, Julian Kodama. In left field is Eamon Velarde. In center, Andy Bayena, and out in right tonight, Kyle Schrodel, he caught last night. Behind the plate tonight, doing the catching, is Tanner Tweet. And on the hill, Jacob Marquez. Jacob has won two of his last three starts. In his starting assignments this year, he's generally given them five, but his last start was his best. He went seven strong innings against the Nighthawks, gave up just one earned run, two hits, one walk, seven strikeouts. So it was a good opponent. He pitched well and got his ERA down to 5.26. He got pounded pretty hard back in against the Crabs, and that's where his ERA really took the beating. He wound up giving up a half dozen earned runs and four and two-thirds innings, and he's been battling to get that ERA down since then and has succeeded pretty much down start after start after start. He came here, joined the club after the first couple of weeks. They needed a starting pitching, and Jacob was on a team in Santa Rosa that had enough starting pitching, so he came here with an opportunity to start, and he has been a great teammate and a tough out. He's a little guy, right-hander, and set to throw out the first pitch to their leadoff hitter, Coleman Brigman, at 7:20 p.m. It's swung on and missed. Strike one. As I mentioned, the puff caps. So I like to just think they're the caps. That's short for capitalist. Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. Well, we can call them the puff caps. We'll kind of probably go back and forth. That way, at least you understand the history of their name. Brigman at the plate. He's hitting 227 this summer. He's out of Santa Clara College. Their coach, I believe, had spent some time at Santa Clara. Right-handed batter. 6 foot, 180 pounder. Swung on, hit sharply left side, past the diving Kodama for a base hit. So leadoff single, just a hard hit grounder. And it brings up Caden Connor. He's their left fielder. And out of Cal State Fullerton, if you're not familiar with that program there, even though some of the Southern California schools seem to be a little down these days, that they have had one of the longest, best traditional programs in America. Put out a lot of great players, including Justin Turner, who's at the with the LA Dodgers, and many, many, many others. Phil Nevin was Player of the Year 1 year. His son now playing. That first pitch to Cade Connor is high for a ball. Connor's playing in just his 14th game. He's hit well, hitting .351 for them. No homers, 8 runs batted in. Left-handed batter. Not a big lead at first. Marquez just missing away. Falling behind 2-0. Now, one of Jacob's really real plus has been his ability to throw strikes for the Colt 45s, not walk guys. And against a good hitting team, you just that'll be a sign as to whether or not he's tightened it up a little bit or is too tight. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one's over for a strike. Good fastball. In his 39 and a third innings, he's allowed only 15 hits, which is, along with Eamon Velarde, a little better than Eamon's ratio, but that is probably the team's best among the starters, walks to innings pitched. Throws pretty hard, not a blazing fastball. Again, little guy, good control. Fastball curve change, swung on, bouncing ball up the middle, gets over the base for a base hit. It had eyes, just 5 feet either way, and it's probably an out. And that's the way the game goes. So Cade Connor with a single up the middle.
Number 14.
And it brings up Mac Bingham. He's their DH tonight. Bingham's been with them all summer and has hit well, .326. He has 4 homers in 25 games and 16 runs batted in. Right-handed batter out of the University of Arizona, heading to the University of Arizona. He's 5'10", 190 pounds. That's a pretty spanking new batting gloves, it looks like to me. Slightly open stance as he stands in against Marquez. Changeup gets away from Tweet, and the runners are going to move up. Not the good start there. Tanner's going to have to be sharp. He knows it behind the plate tonight. Probably going to be pegged as a wild pitch. As I mentioned, they blame the catcher on all throws, and they usually, sadly, blame the pitcher on all pitches. Tanner would tell you he wishes he thinks he could have got that one probably. Inside, a little bit too far inside, 2-0. Second straight batter that he's fallen behind, 2-0 in the count. Tonight's game brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. The Caps threatening here in the top of the first. Marquez breaking ball, fouled left side. They had five guys, as I mentioned, drafted in the draft this year that were with this team, I guess, when the season started. And they've all left the club. They've all signed their deals. So they may have some better-known players, but you know how the game is played, right? 27 outs. Whoever scores the most runs out there on the field. That's a good-looking changeup right along the knees for a strike. Battles back, 2-2. Bingham waiting on a 2-2 pitch now. Big curve, fouled that one off. His name's Sean, I guess, Mac Bingham out of Arizona. He's originally from San Diego. Ground ball hit to third. Kodama looks him back and throws it to first for out number one. So the Colt 45s get an out. And that brings up the cleanup hitter, Aaron Roberts. Roberts playing in his 23rd game for him. He's been hitting the snot out of the ball, batting .417 with 10 doubles, a triple, and 5 homers, 34 runs batted in 22 games. Not too bad, right-handed hitter. He's playing first base tonight. Looks like a strong bat. Lifts his leg as he gets set to stride in, takes that one over for a strike. Might be our biggest crowd coming in tonight, maybe, if you're joining it, since 4th of July. Roberts plays for Cal, will be playing for Cal, 6'3", 215-pounder. Jacob Marquez trying to work out of some first-inning trouble. Good fastball, just a little inside. He checked his swing. As the dark upper half of his bat, guys are getting the bottom half of their bat using this colored tape now. So many of the major leaguers are, so the bottom half of his bat, I'm not sure if that's the bat that's green in that bottom half or if that's tape. It must be the bat because the knob is green, too. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, took a pretty good cut, fouled it back, though, into the parking lot. 1-2. Big Aaron Roberts set to stand back in. A 1-ball, 2-strike count, 1-out. Roberts out of Las Vegas, originally. I mentioned going to Cal. And then they asks for time. Marquez was looking in for the sign. Now, the field has the streaming shadows over the infield, some streaks of light going between the pitcher and shortstop towards right field. Right field's still pretty much a sun field out there. It's the tough field with the light the way it is right now. That one's a little low, 2-2. But as mentioned, Marquez has just seemingly gotten better and better each start. His 41 strikeouts in those 39 innings as well. Looks in for the sign at the belt. Big kick and delivers. Swung on, bounce towards third, but foul. 2-2 count remains. Now, these guys, of course, are amateurs just like the Colt 45s. They do come from bigger programs. They're not paid. Obviously, they're all trying to be part of big college programs. This guy's one of them. He was USA Today All-USA first-teamer in high school, drafted by the Red Sox, didn't sign in the 15th round this year. Hasn't signed yet. Got to be rough. His favorite team, the Yankees. And he was drafted by the Red Sox. You could change teams, you know, if they start paying you one day. Okay, here comes a 3-2 pitch. Men on second and third. Swung on, fouled that one back out of play. He's working them. And this is where Marquez, learning to be a starter, you got it. You can't, quote-unquote, give in to cleanup hitters. He's fouled off a couple of balls. Gee, Johnny Smith's already had to get some more baseballs. We're just in the top of the first. Just one out. Men on second and third. Back-to-back hits. Ground ball hits, but hits nevertheless. Robert stands in, Marquez to the belt, and the delivery fouls off another one. Third straight two-strike pitch that he's fouled off. Your third baseman, Dalton Bowling, is on deck. Here's a payoff pitch. Marquez working at his pace. Good fastball, just missed inside. He's trying to work that inside corner, and he walks him. So three of the first four guys have reached, although, as I said, two of the ground balls were just found their way into the outfield. But, hey, that's baseball, so they have the bases loaded in the first. Not the way you want to start the game. But now, at least, Colt 45s have a force at any base. They're back at double play depth, though. Brew is in a little bit at first base. Kodama's in the normal spot. Right-handed hitting Dalton Bowling comes to the plate. He's out of San Jose State. Wide stance. First pitch is a fastball over for a strike. Bowling for them. This is 14th game. He's been hitting well. 340 in those games. Three homers, 15, runs batted in. 0-1 pitch, good swing. Changeup got past him, 0-2. Again, he got out in front of Roberts, but Roberts just worked him and battled him. Had a good at-bat, wound up getting a walk. Marquez trying to stick to his plan here in the first with the bases loaded. Ground ball would be nice. Fastball, fouled that one off. Jacob on the mound, 5'10", 160-pounder out of Santa Rosa's Maria Carrillo High School. A lot of talents come out of that school in many sports. He'll be a sophomore at Santa Clara this year. 0-2 pitch. Nice breaking ball back to the mound. Marquez goes to short for one. Back to first. They don't get the double play, but Jacob could have gone home, but he elected to go to second instead. And the run does score. So it's 1-0. He gets the first out at second, 1-6. Safe at first on the fielder's choice is Bowling.
Hey, we got two now.
Two outs now, and Caden Matheny comes to the plate. He's out of, will be attending University of Washington. Kind of a wide stance, stockier stance, a little more spread, less straight up. First pitch swings and misses. He has sleeves on both arms, and it's with the sweat, you can't tell if it's a blue sleeve or he's just been sweating with that black jersey. Using a black bat, he's 0-1 count on him now. Pretty good lead over at first for Bowling, but he's not going anywhere. A little bit low and inside. Matheny's hitting .311 for them this summer. No homers. 11 runs batted in. 441 on base percentage. He's out in right field tonight. Again, Bowling not showing any signs of going. He's not. That one's just a little inside. 2-1. you know, in a perfect world, you get through the first, not throwing too many pitches, etc. Not the case. Jacob's already thrown. This will be his 30th pitch in the first inning. That's about a third of what you want to do the whole game. Swung on and missed. Strikes two. He's completely in the shadow as the sun going down. The shorter days. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Fouled that one out of play right side. One to nothing. You're in the top of the first. Marquez looks in. His 33rd pitch of the inning is coming. Swung on and missed. Struck him out with a high fastball. And the Colt 45s put him down. The Caps score one run on two hits. No errors. And there were two men left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the first. Trailing 1-0 in this game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Colt 45 trailing 1-0, bottom of the first against the Bay Area's Pacific Union Financial Caps, the Puff Caps. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., eat like you mean it. So the Puff Caps will have a left-hander on the hill tonight to start things off. We'll go back over the Colt 45's batting order for you. Leading off, Andy Bayen in center field. Julian Kodama at third base hits second at Peyton Edwards is DHing again, batting third. Tanner Tweet behind the plate, hitting cleanup. Brendan Roop at shortstop, bats fifth. Eamon Velarde, the switch hitting left fielder, will hit sixth. Christopher Brew at first base batting seventh. Kyle Schrodelout in right field hits eighth. Ty Brogdon at second base, batting ninth, and they're set to take the field against the left-hander, Quinn Matthews. Tall left-hander. Mentioned where Matthews is from. He's out of Stanford University, 6'5", 175-pounder. That pitch over for a strike. First one was a ball, 1-1 on Bayena. Capitalists have had a pretty solid summer. They'll play 40 games in the summer, so they're at 30. They're 23-7. Fouls that one back to the screen, 1-2. Bouncing ball left side, out of play. Count stays at 1-2. They have bios on many of their players. It appears they don't necessarily have one on Matthews. This ball, high chopper towards third, fielded. They throw and get Bayena by a step for out number one. That'll bring up Julian Kodama. Kodama, the third baseman, just finished his freshman year at Seattle University. He's had a solid summer offensively for the Colt 45s. He's hit safely in every game that he's played for Reading, 22 straight games. And he's played in every game, I'm pretty sure, except the, I believe the second day he was here, he was sick and missed a game. He's pretty much been in the lineup, but third, short, I believe he may have even played some second, takes the first pitch inside corner from the left-hander over for a strike. No homer, 16 runs batted in, but as mentioned, a 386 batting average, 472 on-base percentage, both numbers that bode well for him heading into his sophomore year at Seattle University. Takes the next pitch for a ball, and here's the 1-1. That one missed inside 2-1. Matthews, the big lanky left-hander, is working quickly, working from the wind, pulls the ball over his head, and then delivers the pitch. That one fouled off. Count now 2-2. Some pitchers will work exclusively from the stretch, but Matthews going from the wind here. Just missed a little bit inside. This is his sixth appearance of the summer for them. Just his second start. 12 2/3 innings. He has no one-loss record. He's allowed 7 hits in 12 2/3 innings. Pretty good. Swung on. Bounced towards second. Fielded there. He throws it on to first. Four out number two. That'll bring up Peyton Edwards. Peyton was 1-for-2 yesterday. He scored 3 times. He's, since rejoining the lineup, he's made the most of his opportunities. He's 4-for-14. And has 4 runs batted in since rejoining the lineup after nursing that sprained knee ligament. He'll be going to Cal State Monterey Bay next year. Looking forward to seeing him play there, and hopefully he'll have a chance to really shine. He's had a great year offensively for both his teams, for Shasta and a good one for the Colt 45s once he's gotten back in the lineup. Though he's hitting just .237. He has 2 homers, 17 runs batted in. That one's over for a strike. With Matthews working quickly, Colt 45's hitters are not able to really get too comfortable in there. Has a dark black batting fielder's glove. Good fastball. That one's up and away, 2-2. A little more fastball than we necessarily see. ERA this summer, 3.55. That one's low, 3-2. Most hitters do like a starting pitcher that works with some pace. That certainly is the case at this point for the Capitalists, for their left-hander Matthews. Swung on, popped up in the infield. The shortstop over in the edge of the grass. He will make the catch for out number 3. So the Colt 45s go down in order here in the first. We head to the top of the second. It's the Puff Caps, 1-0. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball, brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Jacob Marquez in his second inning of work for the Colt 45s against the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. Got Puff Cops in town for 3 games this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. In this inning, We'll see their 7, 8, 9 hitters. They got one run in the first, a couple of ground ball hits, and then loaded the bases on a walk. Jacob got out of it with only one run scoring. So your little victories, you take that one and you move forward. Six-foot, 185-pounder Will Worthington stands in, right-handed hitter for the Puff Gaps. Worthington's first pitch strike, or the first pitch from Marquez to Worthington's strike. There, he took something off that one. Quickly out in front, 0-2. Looks like he's using all of his pitches right now. Worthington has played in 23 games for him. Takes the next 0-2 pitch, fouls it out of play. He's batting 264 this summer. One homer and 14 runs batted in. He gets up there hacking. He hasn't walked that many times. Big swing and miss at the changeup. Strike three. So that's two straight strikeouts dating back to last inning for Marquez. And now Joseph King, their catcher, comes to the plate. King, a right-handed batter. He's out of Cal. He will be attending Cal, 6'3", 190-pounder. King hitting 292 this summer, no homers and six runs batted in. First pitch to him, swung on, popped up right side. Should be playable for Schrodel. It is. He comes in, makes the catch for out number two. It'll bring up Adam Crampton, their shortstop and nine-hole hitter. Crampton will be attending Stanford University, 6'1", 170-pounder. Home plate umpire Johnny Smith giving a signal to the PA people. I think he's trying to tell them, hey, these guys are working quick, so get that music down if they are. First pitch to Crampton is over for a strike, 0-1. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. Crampton hitting 235 this summer. No homers, eight runs batted in. Next pitch, misses the ball, 1-1. He, on the other hand, has been getting on base a little bit more. Still just a 323 on-base percentage. The 1-1 pitch fouls that one back, 1-2. You know, and for a lot of these guys, whether they're going to Stanford or they're going to Shasta College, for a lot of them, this is the most baseball they've ever played against top competition this summer with a wood bat. And it's a step up. Foul ball just left of the third base bag. As mentioned, a good crowd rolling in tonight. Still plenty of seats, but expecting a good opponent here on the next to last Saturday night at home for the Colt 45s this year. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, foul back right side. They're definitely working Jacob. He's normally around the plate, and that's what happens. And it's part of the game. Good hitters will do that. Marquez has already thrown 43 pitches. We have two outs here in the second. Off speed, foul back. One ball, two strike pitch. Now the bat boy running the ball out there. As we mentioned, Colby Arnett, the bat boy tonight. And here's the 1-2, just a little inside. Tried to get him to chase it. He didn't. 2-2. The tri-tip out on the grill tonight. Rick Bassetti's specialty, swung on. Popped up high right side. Brogdon has his eye on it at second, and he will make the catch for out number three. So Jacob Marquez settles down here in the second. gets him 1-2-3. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Colt 45 trailing 1-0. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Tonight's Colt 45's game is brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., eat like you mean it. Colt 45's trailing 1-0, bottom second. They went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first, facing lefty Quinn Matthews. It'll be Tanner Tweet, Brendan Roop, and Eamon Velarde coming to the plate. Tweet, the right-handed batter, 7 ribbies last night, including 4 on a grand slam, had 2 homers in last night's game. On the season, Tanner hitting .287, 5 homers, 19 runs batted in 26 games. And his on-base percentage is very good, .410. He's a good eye up there. Takes that pitch now, and he's behind 0-2 in the count to Matthews. Through just 19 pitches to this point, facing his fourth batter. Swung on, looped sharply towards right center. It's a hit. They'll come over and cut it off. The center fielder will, but a well-struck ball by Tanner Tweet. First hit of the game for the Colt 45s. And it'll bring up Brendan Roop. Defensively behind Quinn Matthews, Aaron Roberts is at first base. Will Worthington at second. Their shortstop is Adam Crampton. The third baseman, Dalton Bowling. The outfield left to right, Cade Connor, Coleman Brigman, and Caden Matheny. Joseph King behind the plate, Matthews. The left-hander on the hill. Here's a right-handed batting. Brendan Roop takes that one inside for a ball. Brendan was 2-for-5 with a couple of runs batted in last night. 4-game hitting streak now. That'd be 5 for his last 16. Fastball fouls that one back. Hitting .301 on the season, 3 homers, 37 runs batted in. Now leads the club in RBI. He caught up to Chris Brew yesterday. He also leads the club with 20, well, he's second on the team, excuse me, with 24 walks. He hasn't caught Tyler Thompson in that category yet. Good lead at first. It's a nice off-speed over for a strike, 1-2. Brendan's played the most games of anybody on the team, 36 games played for the Colt 45s. Also leads in at-bats and several other categories. That one misses up, 2-2. He'll be heading back to Fort Scott College, along with his buddy Jacob Machuca. Jacob still with the team, but he's not going to be able to bat anymore this summer as he rests that hand. He goes chasing a fastball. It was upstairs. Missed it way behind it. Strike 3. First strikeout of the night. So it tweeted first. It brings up Eamon Velarde. Velarde, switch hitter, batting right here against the lefty Matthews. And Eamon is hitting .318. No homers, 13 runs batted in, and just to 66 at-bats. He'll be the starting pitcher tomorrow. Fastball swung on, hit towards left field, drops for a base hit. Nicely struck ball. A couple of well-hit baseballs in this inning. Station to station, that's okay. Tweed at second, Velarde at first. Brings up Chris Brew. Chris would like to get back into the groove. He's been in a slump, hitting .240. Still leads the team with 5 homers. Second on the club with 36 runs batted in. A monster year at Simpson University on this very same field. He's been struggling to overcome a leg injury this summer. I think it I haven't heard him make excuses, but he struggled. It's just 3 hits since July 6th. First pitch to him is a big curve, misses up, 1-0. Matthew's working from the stretch. He is long, despite it being hot, he's wearing long sleeves on both arms. I'll see a lot of guys do that on 90-plus degree evenings. I'm sure it's cooling off quickly. 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball. That one's over for a strike. The lights are on here at Tiger Field in Redding. But no breeze out on the field at all. The flags have been resting along that pole for several days. Barely a whisper of a wind. 1-1. Fastball, that was a good one. Swung on foul back, 1-2. Chris has had some big games for the Colt 45s. Looking forward to seeing him getting back into a groove. He took the day off yesterday. They gave him the day off, and he's back in the lineup tonight. Open stance. A 1-2 pitch coming here. Off speed, fouled that one back. Just a little bit of sunshine out and streaking out in right field, but the lights are on and they're needed. Kyle Schrodel is on deck. One out here, bottom of the second. Two aboard for Chris Brew. Matthews kicks and delivers. Check swing on a high fastball. It gets away from the catcher. They throw down to first, but that enables the runners to move up. Brew didn't run right away. Fans giving him a hard time. I don't know that he knew it was a strike. I don't think he thought that he offered at it because it was high. So it goes down on strike. He goes down on strikes, but Tweet and Velarde do move up. So you have 2 men in scoring position for Kyle Schrodel. Kyle, no homers, 13 runs. Runs batted in, though. He got close a couple nights ago. He got robbed out in left center field of a big extra base hit. Maybe with a little wind, might have been his first homer. Tall batter out of UPREP. Takes the first pitch fastball over for a strike. Matthews has a good-looking fastball change and curve we've seen. pitch coming. Still working from the stretch with men on second and third. There's the curve, but he misses away with it. 1-1. Go, Kyle. Colt 45s with 2 men on here in the second. A couple of good solid base hits. Needing that clutch hit from Kyle Schrodel. He'll be a sophomore at Crown College. Big curve over for a strike. Curve's a curve. He didn't want it. Called strike two. Looking in for the sign. Joseph King gives the sign to Matthews. He's taking his time now. He was working very quickly in that first inning. 1-2. Good fastball inside corner called strike three. That is his third strikeout of the inning. Came at a good time for Matthews. Bad time for the Colt 45s. They threaten 2 hits but leave 2 aboard here in the second. We head to the third. This game brought to you by Carl's Jr. It's Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with 3 locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
And not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., eat like you mean it. And if you're out at the ballpark tonight, no Carl's Jr. here, but tri-tip is especially tonight. Rick Fossetti was out there, and I did get a little taste. Normally, it's too late. I don't get any, and I don't want to eat that wonderful food before I begin the broadcast, but I had to have a little taste because there's never any left. They don't save any for after the game. It's gone, and if there is, the players would destroy it, right? Excellent. Very good. Not just saying that because he's the boss out here. So it'll be the top of their order, they being the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, or as the wacky kids like to call them, the Puff Caps. And they are no puffs. Solid collection of players. Marquez has put the last four guys down, actually the last five guys down in order, since a little bit of a rocky start. Loaded the bases in the first, gave up one run. Jacob to the leadoff hitter, Coleman Brigman. Had a ground ball through the left side for a base hit to start it off back in the first. Brigman popped this one up. Oh, I got the net. I got the net. Oh, it's too far away. I was giving it a try. Oh, well. I'm going to get one maybe next year. Who knows? Maybe I'll get one this year. You never know. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ah, good one over for strike two. Even Brigman knew it. Oh, darn it, that's a strike. Brigman, I mentioned, attending Santa Clara. Curveball swung on, lined right at Brandon Root. And, of course, Jacob Marquez goes to Santa Rosa Junior College. So out number one, a soft liner to short. Now, Caden Connor. Actually, I have two Cadens on this team. Must have been a big name 18 years ago among baseball fan families. He's a left fielder. Singled up the middle his last time up. I mentioned he's going to Cal State Fullerton. Connor hitting 351 in 13 games coming in. That's pretty good. The 0-1 pitch, changeup, missed it away, 1-1. Jacob, as I mentioned, has just gotten better in recent starts. He beat the Nighthawks on the 18th. The week before, he gave up just a one-earned run in five innings against the Ringtails. Bouncing ball, back to the mound, and Marquez fields it, throws it on over to first base. A handy glove work there by Jacob. 1-3 in your scorebook. Mac Bingham now, the DH, comes to the plate. Got his third win of the season against the A's on July 6th. That was three starts ago. Went five innings, gave up six hits, three earned runs. But the key has been, and only has walked one or fewer batters in his last four, five, six starts, in all but one of those six starts. He's had one where he walked three in his last six starts, but it's been one or zero. And he's already walked one tonight, but it actually paid off with a force out for him to load the bases. Here's first pitch to Bingham is a strike. Bingham grounded to third in the first. Curveball, slow roller towards Brew. Marquez hustling to play, covering the shovel over to first by Brew for out number three. So put it down as a 3-1 in the scorebook. First to the pitcher. And it's a 1-2-3 third inning. We go to the bottom of the third at Tiger Field. Colt 45 is looking to get on the board, trailing 1-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with sandy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday and inside the Mount Shasta Mall. Also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
This Friday night game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Colt 45's trailing 1-0. Bottom of the third, Ty Brogdon at a Chico High School. And we have a little something there. Oh, they're holding up the game. I don't think they're really supposed to do that. But here we go. They're giving Colby Arnett, the bat boy, is being given a presentation here in the third inning between, they're going to be giving him a presentation. Umpires, usually you try to do that right away, but kind of difficult for us to kind of cover that, but we wish him well and glad Colby is doing well. Battling cancer and had a chance to be the bat boy tonight. So great work for him. Colt 45's playing here at Tiger Field. The dimensions of Tiger Field. Down the left field line, it's 320. To right, 310. The dead center is 406. The power alleys in left center field, 358 to left center. And 370 to right center field. And there, now if you're not familiar with the layout of the field, it is not like a big, huge round gap, in left center or right center. Essentially, it's almost like a square, even though in center, the center field area is rounded off, but the outfield kind of goes in a straight line. So it makes for right field's first 50 feet on either side, a pretty short porch for home runs. Then it becomes much deeper out in center field. A lot of ground for folks to cover. And if you've not been out to the field, you have a chance to do so several more times. Tomorrow and Sunday night, the Colt 45s have a game on the road. Their only other road game this year. That'll be coming up on Tuesday. And then they have three games next weekend. The opponents have changed a little bit, and that is critical. Well, it's not critical. Colt 45s will be playing either way, and there is a scheduling problem for next week, not with the Colt 45s, but they have new opponents. I was going to try to get you that information, but they'll be playing the Ringtails and a team from Chico. They'll have the Ringtails twice and a team from Chico once next weekend. The finale, of course, is August 3rd, and that August 3rd game is the Colt 45's finale. They'll have Fan Appreciation Night and more. We're going to send it back to the station for a brief break, and then we'll return. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
For the Miramount Foundation, and a tip of the cap, tip of the ball cap to Colby Arnett. He is cancer-free. That little nice ceremony between innings. We're set to get back going. The left-hander is Quinn Matthews. He's on the hill facing Ty Brogdon, the nine-hitter for the Colt 45s. Andy Baena is on deck, and Julian Kodama will hit third. Heading here into the bottom of the third inning, this game brought to you by Carl's Jr. The left-hander's first pitch is over for a strike. So Marquez and Matthews locked in an early pitcher's duel. It's pretty early. There's a curveball, misses low. 1-1. Brogdon got his first hit with the Colt 45s last night. He has three runs batted in. Three walks reached by hit batter. So he's been getting on base while he's getting in the groove with the club. Takes that one for a ball, 2-1. The umpire is telling man behind home plate, he apparently had something personal to say. And warned him, whatever he's saying, he's going to toss him from the game if it continues. The next pitch is high, 3-1 the count. Umpire's in charge of the game once the game starts. And that includes the stands, believe it or not. That's generally considered to be the idea. And that's ball four. So, Brogdon walks. Good start to the third inning for the Colt 45s. And to the top of the order, Andy Baena. And he's had a solid summer, as we mentioned. Got back over 300, 308, a homer, 23 runs batted in. Tied for the club lead now with 17 steals. He's a good bunter. He's bunted for some hits. His one sacrifice this year. The Colt 45s have not sacrificed a lot. First pitch is a curve from the lefty over for a strike. Brogdon runs well at first. In just the five games, he has a stolen base. Pretty good, decent lead. Doesn't look like he's going to be going with that lead. Curveball, that one's over on the outside corner, called for a strike. Andy heading into his junior year for Regis University in Colorado. Started 20 games last year and had a good season. Hit .262 and a .342 on-base percentage. That one's a little bit low. So he had a good season. Grew up, went to high school in Greenwood Village, Colorado. And as a freshman, he had a He started 4 games, too, played in 10 games, and even hit his first career home run back as a freshman. So he's been an important part of their program, and this has been a good summer for him to prove that he can play other positions. He's back in center field tonight. He's played a lot of right field and has hit leadoff or ninth. Well, a lot of baseball managers like to call second leadoff. And he's been a solid, steady hitter all year long. 2-2 pitch now. Foul, bouncing ball, first base side, but foul. Snagged over there, just foul by Aaron Roberts. So Andy, hitless last night, 0-for-4. But he's still 6 for his last 13 since hitting leadoff. Here we go. Pop up. Uh-oh. No. Nope. Out of play. Thought I got the fishnet out. Got the my catching net out again, but nothing to show for it. Got a little excited. Nothing to see here. Foul ball. 2-2 count continues. Got an excellent crowd tonight in the ballpark. I don't know if we how many we have traveled up from the Bay Area, but probably a few. 2-2, off-speed swung on and missed. He just took something off that one, and Andy was way out in front. Strikeout number 4 of the game for Matthews. One out in Julian Kadama. He has good speed. He's tough to double up. Gets from that box down to first very quickly. Maybe fastest on the team from home to first. Tyler Thompson perhaps was. And Julian has hit in 22 straight games. He's 0-for-1 tonight. Bounced the second and the first. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Lefty on lefty. Fastball just missed away. 1-1. One out here in the bottom of the third. Colt 45s in the Pacific Union Financial Caps. Ball and a strike. Brogdon, good lead at first. Change up. Boy, he waved at that one way out in front. So he's showing more of the change now. He's showing him the fastball. Second time through, giving him another look. That's what a starting pitcher has to do. You learn about a starting pitcher at any level, but definitely at this level moving up, second and third time through, once a hitter has seen him. That's why so many pitchers struggle to go the distance. At strike 3, Kadama chased it. He's 0-for-2, and it brings up Peyton Edwards now, looking for a two-out hit. Peyton's had some big two-out hits this season. Led Shasta in hitting this year. Peyton hitting just .237, but again, a little deceiving. He's battling that knee injury. He's been a spark plug when healthy in there. Right-handed batter. That one's way high. Good snag by the catcher, Joseph King, to keep it from getting away. He didn't just lead Shasta in average, by the way. Also led him in slugging. He's not a big, huge guy. 6 foot, 175-pounder, but the 438 on-base percentage as well. Runner going here. Breaking ball. It's high. Throw to second is just a little bit late. The stolen base, second of the year for Ty Brogdon. So there's a... could be a key stolen base. It's a pretty good throw by King. He had a rope down there. But just a hair late, and ball popped loose anyway. So now with a two-ball, one-strike count on Peyton Edwards. Standing in, he's wearing, using that black Colt 45 wood bat. Has some tape around the grip. Breaking ball swung on. Fights it off foul right side out of play. Colt 45's coaches, Biz, Justin Sibesma in the third base box. Brett Miller in the first base box. And, of course, Barrett Baskin, the manager, pushing the buttons. Two-ball, two-strike pitch coming. Tanner Tweet would like to hit. He's on deck. Matthews from the stretch. Fastball up and away, 3-2. But mentioning Peyton, he just didn't quite have enough at-bats to lead in the Golden Valley Conference, because he would have been near the top of that conference for Shasta in hitting this year. But just, he missed some games with the knee. But he hit .356 as a sophomore. Not too shabby. Right-handed batter standing in. He's ready now. Facing the hard-throwing lefty Matthews. Payoff pitch with two outs and a man on second. Fastball, got it by him, strike three. So he has six strikeouts now in three innings. Colt 45s leave a man in scoring position for the second inning in a row. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 1-0 Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45 trailing 1-0. Jacob Marquez, a strong pitching performance. Both starters have been solid. He's put down the last eight guys he's faced. Marquez has. A little right-handed. He'll face the 4-5-6 hitters, Aaron Roberts, Dalton Bowling, and Caden Matheny in the fourth inning. So second time around for all these hitters to see the starting pitcher. And we'll see how Jacob holds up. But he's looked good. He threw a lot of pitches that first inning, and that is probably gonna have a bearing on how long he goes tonight. But hopefully he'll limit those, as he has in recent games. After his freshman year with the Bear Cubs at Santa Rosa Junior College, he pitched out of the bullpen and was a setup man and had a great season. 2-0, 1.52 ERA. They played in the Super Regional at Los Medanos. And in the final game of the season, he was called on to pitch 5 2/3 innings of relief in a game they eventually lost in extra innings. But he proved that he could go long innings, and that's what he's trying to show his coach this time around. Leading it off, Aaron Roberts tees one off, and it's just to the left of the scoreboard and on to Cypress Avenue over the Jack's Grill sign and way over it. So it's 2-0, a solo home run for Aaron Roberts. Well, we could see in the stats that he had had some power. Fans, they do have some fans of theirs, and of course they were cheering him on. But Colt 45's fans cheering him too a little bit. Hey, got to give credit where credit's due, right? He launched that one. For Roberts, that's his sixth home run of the summer in basically 100 plate appearances. That's a pretty good ratio. He came in the game hitting .417. So he's hurt other people with that bat. Change up to Dalton Bowling, who also had similar thoughts. He whiffed at it, 0-1. Bowling, with the bases loaded, bounced right back to the pitcher in the first inning. No balls and a strike to count. Breaking ball again. That one's away. 1-1. Batter asking for time. Umpire took some more baseballs. Now we're ready to get back at it. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Change up again. Fouled that one back to the screen. Well, Robert showed what'll happen if you miss with your fastball because he was thinking yard. He got what the kids today call launch angle on his. That means he hit a big home run. But now Marquez out in front. Looks like he's throwing all three pitches in his arsenal right here to this guy. There's a big curve. Bounces up there. Tweet blocks it. Throws it down to first to complete the strikeout. And that's out number one. Caden Matheny now comes to the plate. He struck out to end the first. Matheny hitting 311 for them. Has a couple of triples and seven doubles. Good slugging percentage for them, a 459. No homers, 11 runs batted in coming in. Right-handed batter asks for time and gets it as he gets set in the box. Swings hard at the first pitch he sees. Bayena to his left, going back near the track in right center and runs it down just on the edge of the warning track for out number two. He gave it a charge, but Andy chased it down for the second out of the inning. So see Tyler? They're holding up your end of things out there. Tyler Thompson back home, maybe listening. His teammates, Andy Bannon, trying to run down the ball just like Tyler was. So with two outs now, a couple of hard hit charged balls, Will Worthington comes to the plate. Worthington also struck out. That was in the second. Right-handed batter. Stands up more straight with his stance. Feet closer together. Takes a big swing. They're up there taking big swings on that first pitch. And Jacob changed it up a little bit. So he's coming less fastball first pitch. And here's the 0-1. And there's a curve. Misses inside. 1-1. Worthington waits for the delivery from Marquez. Big curve over on the inside corner for a strike. Worthington will be attending San Diego State, I believe. San Diego, I guess, not San Diego State. He's out of Phoenix, Arizona, 6 foot, 185 pounder. That one's a little low, 2-2. Was a Max. He went to Brophy College Prep. He's 19 years old, a USA Baseball NTIS player. Foul back. Was a preseason high school All-American. Trying to crank it up another notch. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming to Will Worthington. Fastball, good one, fouled right side, out of play. So let's see where Marquez is. Worthington choking up a little bit here with two outs in the fourth. The Colt 45s will have their 4-5-6 hitters in the bottom half. Bounce towards second. Brogdon loses his feet momentarily, but he rights the ship and makes the throw for out number three. One run, a long home run to lead off the inning by their cleanup hitter, Aaron Roberts. But after that, it was 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45s have the 4-5-6 spots in the order. Coming up, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Tanner Tweed will lead it off here in the fourth. He's four for his last four plate appearances. Also, was hit by a pitch in there dating back to yesterday, and that includes two homers. He singled but was stranded at third in the second. He'll lead it off again here in the fourth. Brendan Roop and Eamon Velarde to follow tonight. Right-handed hitting Tweed out of Sac City College by way of Red Bluff High School. Change up on the first pitch. He swung right through it, 0-1. Tanner, one of the more celebrated players in recent years. They won a section championship there with his, when his brothers were there as well. They're still there as high school seniors, and they're among the most coveted players coming out of college, as he was in the North State, coming out of high school by colleges. Next pitch had missed inside. So it's 1-1 on the right-handed hitting Tweed. Fastball. Foul that one back. 1-2. Umpire asks for time as Tweed now gets set. Quinn Matthews trying to get back in his quick rhythm out there. Oh, he chases a bad one low. The catcher will field it and throw it on to first to complete the strikeout. That's his seventh strikeout. And that was one where Tanner was golfing with that one. And Brendan Roop will come to the plate. He was a little eager on that pitch. Roop struck out his first time up in the second. Brendan comes in at 3-0-1, three homers, 37 runs batted in. Second on the team in walks. First two pitches, he's now down in the count, 0-2. They're going right at him. He has good gap-to-gap power, but is more of a pull hitter. But when he's hitting well, he's hitting all fields. Bounced up there. He didn't chase. Didn't bite. 1-2. So Matthews, pitching in his fourth inning, has thrown 64 pitches. Here's a 1-2 delivery now coming to Root. Taking his time now. And this one, now he finally has the sign. And a changeup fouled off. Eamon Velarde on deck. He singled in the second. Colt 45's two hits came in the second. Sharply hit balls by Tweet and Velarde. And here's the 1-2. Oh, check swing on a high fastball, strike three. That brings up Velarde, the switch hitter, batting right against the left-hander. Eamon standing in. He had three runs batted in yesterday's game. Oh, way out in front of him. Wasn't ready for that swing. And when a pitcher gets in a groove like Matthews is, I mean, he slows down once he has runners on base, we've noticed, but when he gets in a rhythm, you have to step out and take command. There's a slurve there, a little different breaking ball, and Velarde tried to pull that one as well. Now he's choked up. Now he has to shorten that stroke, protect that plate. Colt 45s need base runners. Swings and misses, strike three. And the Colt 45s go down in order as Matthews strikes out the side, and it wasn't pretty. That is now nine strikeouts on this game for Quinn Matthews. Well, to the top of the fifth, Colt 45s trailing 2-0. This game brought to you by Carl's Jr. It's summer collegiate woodbat baseball on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45's fans, tonight's game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., eat like you mean it. Jacob Marquez, good start. He's given up two runs and just three hits, one of them a home run last inning, and it was one of those no-doubters. But otherwise, he's locked pretty tightly with Quinn Matthews, who's given up two hits and no runs and walked a guy and struck out nine. Jacob has three strikeouts. Taking a look at some baseball out and about there. The Rangers leading the A's in Oakland 3-2, bottom of the fourth. Giants are at home, are in San Diego. I stand corrected. Top of the fifth, they're up 1-0. Solano, the RBI double, leading the Padres there. The leadoff hitter now, Joseph King, their catcher, flew out to right field in the second. Other scores, Orioles leading the Angels 7-0, top of the fifth. A big six-run second inning for Baltimore, fouled off 1-1. And Nunez had a homer in that second. The Tigers shutting out the Mariners right now to 2-0 in the fifth. Giants, we mentioned, leading the Padres. They have the bases loaded in the top of the fifth right now. And Brandon Belt is batting. Rockies beat the Reds today. This pitch swung on tipped, 1-2. Beat the Rockies. Murphy, 6 RBI tonight. Rockies, 12-2. Marquez over Castillo. Marquez is the right-handed hitter. King waits. A 1-2 delivery from Marquez. Jacob. Changeup. Nice. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Braves beat the Phillies 9-2. Newcomb over Arrieta. Acuna drove in three. Dodgers beat the Nationals in Washington 4-2. Kelly over Sipp. Jansen got his 25th save. And Justin Turner, a three-run home run in the eighth. Gave him the win. Rays beat the Blue Jays 3-1 as Adam Crampton steps in. He popped to second base in the second, turns from a fastball inside for ball one. Darno's a two-run single lifted Tampa to that win over the Blue Jays 3-1. Marlins beat the D-backs 3-2. Zach Greinke struck out five and knocked in a run at the plate. Miami 3-2 winners. It was the Red Sox beating the Yankees again, 10-5. Cashner over Paxton. Betts, three homers tonight. Breaking ball, good miss by Much away. Today, that was an afternoon game. Mets beat the Pirates 6-3. Wheeler over Agrazal. Lugo got the save. That's his first. McNeil had a three-run homer for the Mets in that one. Swung on, soft liner, but over the shortstop, leaping into left field for a base hit. So Crampton with a solid single to left. That's the fourth hit of the game off of Marquez. And it brings up their leadoff hitter, Coleman Brigman, who's 1-for-2. He's hit the ball pretty well tonight. Singled in the first and a soft liner to the shortstop out in the second, so he's 1-for-2. Brewers beat the Cubs 3-2. It was Hauser over Kinsler, and Hader just shut the door with his 23rd save. Milwaukee got the winning runs in the bottom of the eighth. Twins beat the White Sox 6-2. Good lead over at first base, by the way, for Crampton. They might be thinking about testing Tweet's arm fastball over for a strike. Kepler got the Twins' 200th homer of the summer. How about that? Minnesota beat the White Sox 6-2. Pineda over Cease. Cardinals beat the Astros 5-3. Miller over Presley. Martinez's 10th save. Is he going on this pitch here at Tiger Field? He's not. 0-1 popped up. Foul ball out of play left side. It's over by the grill, the tri-tip area. Cardinals beat the Astros 5-3 with three runs in the bottom of the eighth. Goldie, a big three-run homer to lift them to the win. Miller over Presley. Martinez the save. Indians beat the Royals 8-3. Plesac over Yunus. That was in Kansas City. Ramirez, a three-run homer in that one. I'll get you up to date on Major League Baseball. We'll check the AAA scoreboard in a moment. 0-2 pitch now coming to Coleman Brigman with a man at first. Bounced it up there, but Tweet blocked it and scooped it. 1-2. River Cats tonight. Let's see where they're at. I believe they're still in Fresno. Check on that in a second. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Nope, going to throw over first. Jacob has a good move for a right-hander particularly. Looks in for the sign. Looks over his shoulder at first. Looks like Crampton's got sized him up pretty well for a lead. Not going. Swung on, hit pretty well towards right center field. Bayena having a hustle in the gap. He catches it in front of crossing Kyle Schrodel, and another a well-played ball by Andy Bayena. He has a couple of them tonight. A couple of stars out there in center. And that's two outs. Runner has to hold it first. So Caden Connor now comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2, also singled, left the middle in the first, and bounced one back to the pitcher. Nice play by Marquez on that ball in the third. He's a left-handed batter. Now the first pitch to him. Tweet setting up a little bit outside, thinking the runner might be going. Bounced up to this one, does get out of it. Get away from Tweet. He had no chance. It's a wild pitch. It was a hard slider, and it just bounced away. Trying to find that. There's the River Kings are actually home tonight against Tacoma. Connor Menez pitching. Fresh off of his excellent effort for the Giants in his call-up earlier in the week. Nice changeup outside corner. Called strike. 1-1. So Connor's thrown 3 1/3. 86 pitches, 55 strikes. I know that Bill Plummer, glad to hear that. Bill, not with the team tonight. I understand he might be feeling under the weather. Hope you're feeling good, Bill. I know you're keeping up with Connor's start. We'll try to do the same. River Cats are leading in that one 5-3. The left-handed batting, Cade Connor, still at the plate. It's a 1-1 count. We have the smoke out over the field now, which happens when the wind changes and the grill smoke gets out on the field. If you're hungry, you're probably chomping at the bit if you're out there in the field. Big curve. He came a little bit sidearm. Might have just dropped a little bit out of his arm slot on that one. And it went high, 2-1. They've had base runners on every inning. The second and third, they did not have base runners. They didn't have a base runner on for long last inning, as long as it took Roberts just to touch all the bases. Jacob has pitched well again tonight. 2-1. Good fastball. That's over for a strike. 2-2. Hitting his spot, low in the zone, going high when he needs to. And your defense likes that. And batters have to know that they can't sit on that low fastball and try to tee it off as well. And Jacob mixes in the changeup then, or comes with the curve. Occasionally he's gotten them to chase a high fastball. So he's had good command in, out, up, down. He likes to keep it low in general. 2-2. That one is a changeup, swung on and missed. Strike three. Tweet will throw it to first, and Brew will step on the bag to complete that strikeout. So that is strikeout number five of the game for Jacob Marquez. No runs, a hit, no errors, a man left in scoring position. Let's go to the bottom of the fifth. We got a tight one tonight. Colt 45, see if they can get anything off Quinn Matthews as we go to the bottom of inning number five, trailing 2-0 on KCNR.
Introducing the new guacamole double cheeseburger from Carl's Jr. with fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
Sorry, that's a typo. We forgot the decimal.
Pepper jack cheese and fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
No, not decibel. Decimal. Like decimal point. The burger's only $2.99.
Carl's Jr.'s latest charbroil double deal is only $2.99.
That was a bit of an overcorrection.
Sorry. Available for a limited time. Price participation may vary. Tax not included.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
It'll be Chris Brew leading things off here in the fifth. The 7-8-9 hitters for the Colt 45s. They need to get it going. They haven't had a hit since the second when they got both their hits in this game. And in fact, the last nine outs have been via the strikeout for Quinn Matthews. So let's just say that Matthews has been up to the task tonight. First pitch to Chris Brew is a ball, 1-0. Matthews, who, as we've said, will be attending Stanford. Next pitch is over for a strike. But he has looked very good. And he has had a good summer for them. This pitch swung on, bounced towards third, kind of a glove swipe by Bowling. Didn't look pretty, but he made the play and throws it on to first. We're out number one. He kind of did a glove swipe and a turn of the head, but oh, look what landed in his glove. Out number one. Kyle Schrodel now to the plate. So at least a Colt 45's batter made contact, which in fair territory, which they hadn't done since Velarde's single back in the second. Now Kyle Schrodel at the plate. Watch the call, third strike. Swings and drills this one towards left center field. Left fielder going back, reaching up at the track. He makes the catch for out number two. Kyle hit it on a rope, but a good play by Caden Connor out in left field. Boy, Kyle, if you had any luck at all, you'd have no luck. Because he's had a couple of line shots out there that were caught in the last week. I was secretly thinking it might have enough to get out. It was certainly hit hard enough, just hit it on the nose. It had exit velocity, but not launch angle, if you're into that kind of stuff. Ty Brogdon out of the plate, breaking ball up. So you can hit this guy. Okay? He's human. Matthews' pitch there bounces up. Colt 45's bullpen now going to start getting a little loose. I know Nick Horsley is out there with the catcher's mitt. Getting ready to warm somebody up, perhaps. I believe that's the catcher's mitt. Or he may even be warming up to come in to pitch. Who knows? But he's out there stretching. It looks like he may just be getting ready to catch somebody. That ball misses as well. Brogdon out in front, 2-0 in the count. Colt 45s need base runners. They've only had three of them tonight. We're in the fifth. They've only been shut out, I believe, one time this year. I'll have to double check on that. That one's a ball. Unfortunately, there's not a bio in the roster for the pitcher Matthews. That one's over for a strike. but he's definitely looked good. I can tell you that. That one's over for a called strike. So the count now runs to 3-2. The lanky left-hander looks in for the sign, winds, and delivers. Good fastball, swung on, fouled back. So Brogdon's seen it a couple of times now. Matthew's out of Elisa Nagel High School, Saddleback. Well, let's see. He's out of Elisa Nagel and pitched for the Saddleback Cowboys. That would be one of his summer teams. But Elisa Nagel High School, beautiful school down there. I had some friends who played there or who attended there. Excellent musicians. Good arts program. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. But that makes him an Orange County kid. And last year as a senior, we'll get those numbers for you in a minute. Choking up a little bit on the bat now is Brogdon. Breaking ball popped up left side. Might stay in play. Bowling comes over in front of the Colt 45's bench and makes the catch. Four out, number three. So the Colt 45's go down in order. Ninth straight. Colt to go down. Facing Matthews, we will head to the top of the sixth. Need to hold them right where you're at. Trailing 2-0. This game brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, this half inning, Marquez will face Bingham, Roberts, and Bowling, the 3-4-5 hitters. He's been pretty solid against them, except for Roberts, who walked and homered. The other two are 0-4. So Bingham, the designated hitter. And he's the one we told you attending Arizona. He's 5'10", 190 pounds. And he will stand in against the right-hander Jacob Marquez. Colt 45s now have a lefty. I believe it's Nick Schrodel out starting to throw out in the bullpen. Bingham bounced to third in the first and bounced to first in the third. So there's a linear, there's some kind of funky baseball thing going on here. So maybe he'll bounce to the pitcher in the fifth. Could happen. You know, kind of got that side. Now he got this side. Now he's up the middle. Takes first pitch for a strike. He's out of Torrey Pines High School in San Diego. Here's the 0-1. Swings through a big changeup. 0-2. Also played, was a top football player. First time CIF. First team CIF football player as a running back. 2,900 yards rushing in his career. So, a stocky, right-handed, multi-talented, multi-sport athlete. Here's the 0-2. Out in front on that one, but just got it off the end of the bat. Count stays 0-2. Roberts is on deck. He So you want to keep Bingham off the bases, the way Roberts has looked up there. Here's the 0-2. Curve missed inside. 1-2. He wasn't biting. As mentioned, Nick Schrodel getting loose out in the pen. They also have some action in the pen, probably looking at pitch counts for both of them. Marquez has thrown 90 pitches, 91. Oh, a nice changeup. Swung and missed. Strike three. So that is strikeout number six for Jacob. His high on strikeouts for the summers, 8 against the B-52s in a loss back on June 22nd. He only gave up 4 hits against that lineup, which is pretty solid. The right-hander now facing the man who launched a satellite into space last time. He was up. Takes first pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. I think Jacob just left one up on this big guy. He's big. He's strong. He's thick. Good hitter we've seen already. Kept that one low. Now he's back in the, down in the count, 2-0. And here's that 2-0 pitch coming. The right-hander's working from the windup. Another curve. That one misses inside. Not by much. 3-0. He's not missing badly. So it's not as if the wheels are falling off. But he's being careful against this guy. Roberts actually even chokes up just a hair. 3-0. Will he have the green light? Fastball over for... No, it was inside. Ball four. Well, I was surprised. Four straight pitches, though. So apparently Jacob was a little tight facing Roberts that time. I mean, you can't forget that home run he hit against you last time. Now he's on base, and Dalton Bowling comes up. Bowling's 0 for 2 tonight. He bounced back to the pitcher with the bases loaded in the first, struck out in the fourth. Right-handed batter. Got a lot of good baseball names. Dalton Bowling. That sounds like a good baseball name. Swings at the first pitch. It's a breeze. Misses it 0-1. Big cut. Bowling out of San Jose State. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming to him. One of the few guys to wear no batting gloves. Swings at that one and misses it. 0-2. Jacob heating up. Came up a little bit of a higher fastball there. He's a pretty big guy. 6'3", 220 out of Fremont. Went to Kennedy High School there. Not much of a lead at first for Roberts. Change up. Oh, he hit him. On the 0-2 pitch, was trying to come up and in, and he hit the pit. Hit the batter, and that's his first hit batter of the game. That one got away from him. I mean, there was definitely, I'm sure he was trying to throw high and tight, but not what Marquez wanted. First hit batter this game. Colt 45's pitchers have now hit 56 opponents. And Jacob has now hit 10. He leads the team in that dubious category. He's not afraid to pitch inside, that's for sure. So two on and one out. Matheny to the plate. He gave one a charge back in the fourth, but Andy Baena tracked it down. He's 0 for 2. Out in front on that one. Missed it 0-1. Tall left-handed batter. Has a whole bunch of right-hand batter. Has a bunch of protective gear on his front arm. That would be his left arm or the bottom arm. Hand in your windup, and has a protective helmet that comes out in front of his jaw. Some guys like to hit with that. 0-1. Oh, nice slider over for a strike. 0-2. This is Caden Matheny. He's going to be attending Washington, UW. He's out of Murrieta, California. Went to Vista Murrieta High School. Pretty big kid, 6'2", 200. Here's the 0-2. Fastball upstairs, blew it by him. Swung on, missed, strike three. A good, important strike out there for Marquez. And with two outs now, it brings up Will Worthington, who struck out in the second, bounced to second in the fourth. Worthington, right-handed batter, stands pretty far off the plate. An upright stance, asks for time. Marquez was getting ready to go into the belt, but the umpire gave him time. Yeah, but he stands pretty, his feet pretty close together, pretty far off the plate. Tweets setting up inside. It was a ball. They do have some fans over there on their side, pretty vocal. And their dugout's having fun, too. I think both teams, Colt 45s have, I don't know if they were tight when the game started, but Marquez has made them pretty confident. That one's over for a strike. Jacobs looked very good, pretty much as what I expect to see from him. Two runs, four hits, no errors at this point for the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, the Puff Caps, 0-2-0. For the Colt 45s, pretty much a solid day. Game one starter matchup. 1-1, changeup, fouled left side. Jacob is now at 104 pitches. So my guess is this would be his last inning, especially with a walk and a hit batter. I'd like to see him get out of it. I mean, Schrodel has been throwing, so he's probably ready. He's watching the action, so that usually tells you he's loose. 1-2, goes high, tries to go up the ladder and tweet. It's ball two, holds the glove out, saying, hang in there, stay tight, stay tight. I mean, that was their idea, I'm guessing, there on the 1-2 to try to get him to chase a high fastball. I don't think they're as worried Worthington choking up right now. 2-2 pitch, two outs, two on. Runner's going, swung on, he hits behind the runner on first into right field for a base hit. One run will score, the other runner heading to third. They'll have men on the corners with two outs and a 3-0 lead. But a good piece of hitting by Worthington. On the run and hit. And a 2-2 count. It's well executed. Now, Bear Fasking's going to come out and talk to Jacob and... And he's been in this situation before. He doesn't like, you know, you don't want to give up the ball. You're pitching well. That's the, I believe, the fifth hit off of him in this game. Schrodel's ready. King's a right-handed batter. He's the eighth hitter in their lineup, and he's gotten him twice. So Fasking going eye-to-eye with Marquez. Looking at him, trying to get a feel, maybe. I don't think he's made a decision. Now he's getting his infield set now. So they're going to stay with him, it looks like. So this is probably his last batter if Jacob can't get this guy. Schrodel's ready. So it's 3-0. The Puff Caps have had some tough at-bats. That was one of them. I mean, it was 2-2. Worthington just got the pitch a little up, went that way, hit behind the runner, did his job. Even if the runner weren't going, I mean, Brogdon would not have been able to get it. It was a solid hit. But it enables them to get runners on the corners. Not a big lead at first for Worthington. And the first pitch to Joseph King is fouled off left side, 0-1. So they're seeing Marquez for the third time through their lineup, but for the most part, they have not lit him up. I mean, Aaron Roberts lit him up with a rocket. In the fourth, tip your cap and you move on when somebody hits a long home run off of you. And that's what he did. Runner going, swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Tweaked to fakes the throw to second and looks down to third. Doesn't catch him there. So stolen base for Worthington, uncontested. And King now Marquez needs to finish this job. Don't get too groovy with King. He flew to right in the second, struck out in the fifth. 0-2 the count. Marquez still working from the stretch. Big leg kick, fastball looked good. It was away. Tried to get him to wave at it, and King did not. King will be heading to Cal. He's also a pitcher, 6'3", 190-pounder out of Redwood City's Woodside High School. Slightly open stance, change up, up and in, 2-2. But a big kid stands in, waits for the 2-2 pitch. Their bullpen has also been active. Marquez has the sign. Tweet sets up inside, and it's just a little bit inside. It was right on the corner, pretty much right on the mitt, but a little bit too far inside. 3-2. So you have a payoff now coming, and Adam Crampton on deck. Here comes the payoff pitch. Marquez has the sign, now goes to the belt. Doesn't even look at the runner at third. That one just a little low, not missing by much. Ball four. And let's see if that is Finney for Jacob. And it is. Berrick Fasking is going to go to the bullpen with the bases loaded and two outs here in the sixth. We'll tell you about the new pitcher, this pitching change in this game, brought to you by Carl's Jr. Back with more on KCNR in a moment.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
This game brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., eat like you mean it. The new pitcher is Nick Schrodel, making his 15th appearance for the 45s. He's thrown 42 innings, 42 hits. Has a good strikeout ratio, 42, a 1-2 record, one save, and a 4.92 ERA. And he comes into the game here in the sixth, trying to hold it at 3-0 with two outs and the bases loaded for Jacob Marquez, who just missing with his excellent control here in the sixth and getting himself in a little bit of trouble. Let's see if the big left-hander out of U Prep High School can get him out of it. He's 6'4", 215, at a Crown College by way of Sierra College and U Prep in Reading. As we mentioned, Nick has been solid. He was a starter in the rotation out of the gate. He's gotten a lot of good innings. He's pitching out of the bullpen right now. So Marquez, 112 pitches for Jacob, 74 of them for strikes. And he leaves the game with the bases loaded. That's Bowling at third, Worthington at second, King at first, and Adam Crampton, who singled in the fifth and was stranded at second at the plate. Swung on, blooped towards right field, coming in, going back, and nope, it's going to fall in front of the right fielder. Kyle Schrodel will throw to the plate just a little bit up the line, but he would have been safe anyway. So it's an RBI single, two-run score. Heading over to second on the throw is Crampton. And it's now 5-0. So tough luck. Those two runs will be charged to Marquez. King's now at third and Crampton at second. Their eighth hitter of this inning is Coleman Brigman. And Brigman One for threes, hit the ball on the nose three times. A single in the first, soft liner to the shortstop in the third, right at him, and a fly ball to right center in the fifth that Andy Bayena chased down, made an excellent catch on. So all of a sudden, you're starting to feel a little bit like it might be getting out of reach. It's 4-0, not 5-0, excuse me. Or is it 5-0? Swung on, hit high towards left center, but playable for Bayena with two outs. He'll track it down for out number three. But they do get three runs this inning on one hit, two hits, excuse me. There were no errors. Two men left on base. We'll head now to the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45's trailing 5-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us this summer for Maker Wednesdays with drop-in activities designed for all ages to make, create, collaborate, and discover something new. Bring your preschooler for our Little Explorers program every Thursday at 10 a.m. Turtle Bay also offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month. Turtle Bay's ongoing education programs are included with admission and always free for members. Visit turtlebay.org for upcoming events.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, we'll have a new pitcher now, Max Meyer, right-hand pitcher who's heading to Stanford. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. Excellent starting job by Quinn Matthews. He goes five innings, allows just two hits, no runs, a walk, and nine strikeouts. So he's the pitcher of record now. And the big right-hander coming in, definitely a different look for the Colt 45s to face. And this inning, it's the top of the order. Bayena, Kodama, and Edwards to try to get something going. Colt 45s have just those couple of hits. They hit the ball well last inning a couple of times. Brew hit the ball sharply to third, and then Schrodel lined out to left field. Let's see what Bayena can do. He's 0 for 2 to start things off. Matthews, who I was going to tell you in high school, he pitched at Elisa Nagel as a senior. He was basically a closer. He pitched in 17 games, a 1.03 ERA in high school last year. He had seven saves. So he must have come in to just finish up every game they were winning. So now we try to learn about the right-hander that's come in for them. As I mentioned, one of several guys going to Stanford, Max Meyer. Home plate umpire's trying to they're trying to get something squared away on the scorecard. Meyer. And the right-hander in the pitch. I guess they're fixing the scoreboard, which is supposed to read five runs. So Meyer, we mentioned he'll be going to Stanford. Right-hander pitch 6'2", 210. Just finished high school at Lawrence Academy in Belmont, Massachusetts, apparently. And he's just 19. And so Andy Bayena comes to the plate. Bounced the third to start off the bottom of the first. Struck out in the third. Nice to see a different pitcher, I guess, but no guarantee Meyer's not going to be any tougher. good fastball. We've seen that. It's a little high and inside, 1-0. So you've seen that now. I'm sure they were watching him warm up, working from the windup. They, being the PUF capitalists, the Puff Caps, Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, that one swung on, missed, 1-1. They got one in the first, one in the fourth on a solo home run, and then Chase Jacob Marquez in the sixth, the top of this inning, with three. Fastball over for a strike. So he's got some heat. But that's pretty much what Andy's seen so far. Kodama's on deck. Here's a 1-2. Change up, up. 2-2. Colt 45s need base runners. They have not had one since the third, the start of the third. After a leadoff walk, the side was whiffed by Matthews, who pitched extremely well, as mentioned. Now Meyer's stepping off, and he's calling Joseph King out to get their signs straight. I haven't seen Andy show a bunt here in the last few games. This isn't obviously one where he's going to, especially with the, you know, you've seen a guy now, you've seen hard fastballs. We'll figure out what his secondary pitch might be. But, hey, any hitter would like to know if all he's got is a good fastball. That's good to know because these guys can hit that. But usually, this level, they've developed something else. It's not that good. It's not 100 mile an hour, 95 mile an hour, but a good fastball nevertheless. Working from the wind. Their pitching has been excellent. Here's the 2-2 to the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the sixth. No, Diana didn't catch up to that one. Strike three. And he took the cut at it. It was up the ladder a little bit. He talks to Kodama about whether or not it was moving, and he's kind of giving them a little indicator on it, how it maybe dived in or dived away as he chased it. So he's probably throwing a two and a four seamer. Dave brings a change up there, misses away to Julian Kodama. Julian's 0 for 2, trying to extend that hitting streak, which is currently at 22 games, hitting 386. Fastball. Nah, couldn't catch up to that one. Julian had a really solid year. Looking forward to seeing him develop at Seattle University next year. There's a changeup, and he missed that one too. 1-2. He's got fast on fast with that fastball, and that took a little something off that one. I don't think he's being too tricky to this point, though. Location. 1-2 sitting up and away. Kodama fouled it back. They've moved it up and down. And that's what a good pitcher has to do. Up, down, in, out. Blow gas if you have it. He's had it so far. Meyer winds and delivers. Breaking ball swung on. Missed. He gets Kodama on the curve. Julian was way out in front of it, thinking fastball there. Brings up Peyton Edwards. He's 0 for 2. Popped to the shortstop in the first, struck out to end the third. .45's trying to get to somebody. You know, you had Quinn Matthews dealing. Only got two hits off of him. Now Meyer comes in, has a couple more miles an hour on his fastball, then leads off Peyton Edwards with a good curve there. Pitchers, and if you're in the Colt 45's dugout, you got to watch and see if he's doing anything to tip his breaking ball and that kind of thing. Now he's asking the catcher to give him a new sign. He does, 0-1. Another breaking ball. This one's hit sharply left side. Third baseman Bowling gloves it, throws it out number three. That's 12 in a row to sit down for the Colt 45s. And we will head now to the top of the seventh inning. Got to hold them right where you're at, trailing 5-0 in this game, brought to you by Carl's Jr. It's Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, we're in the top of the seventh inning now. Nick Schrodel needs to keep it right where it's at, 5-0. In this game for the Colt 45s, or for both teams, the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, the Puff Caps out of the Bay Area, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For the Reading Colt 45s, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. Good starting performance for Marquez, but just couldn't get out of that last jam. So the Colt 45s have an uphill climb, especially the way their second pitcher, Meyer, came in and blew some gas and then spun a couple of pretty good hooks in there, too. Let's get you up to date on some baseball scores. How about that? Elsewhere out in the major leagues, as their number two hitter in their lineup, Caden Connor, comes to the plate. We'll get to those scores in a minute. Rangers leading the Athletics 4-2, middle of the sixth. Orioles beating the Angels, leading them in the bottom of the seventh, 7-2 in Anaheim. Here's the first pitch from Nick Schrodel. Fastball swung on, lined into center field for a base hit. Didn't wait around much for that one. Connor, first pitch swinging. They have speed now at first, and Mac Bingham comes to the plate there, DH. He's 0-for-3, struck out in the sixth, but that was against Marquez. Tigers and Mariners tied at 2, bottom 7. Giants and Padres now tied at 1 in the top of the 7th. Rockies beat the Reds 12-2 final. Braves over the Phillies. We got those scores to you earlier in 9-2. Dodgers beat the Nationals 4-2. First pitch to the right end of hitting Bingham is a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays, Rays beat the Blue Jays 3-1 in Toronto. Marlins at home edge the Diamondbacks 3-2. Red Sox over the Yankees 10-5 at Fenway. Mets beat the Pirates 6-3. Brewers edge the Cubs 3-2. Twins beat the White Sox 6-2. Cardinals 5-3 over the Astros. And the Indians down the Royals in Kansas City 8-3. 1-0 pitch. Runner was heading back to first base. Schrodel has a good move and a deceptive stretch delivery. So he was fooling him there, and the pitch missed, though, 2-0. So Connor at first, he's out of Orange Lutheran High School in Anaheim Hills, going to Cal State Fullerton. He's got good, he has good speed over there. That pitch misses, now 3-0. Schrodel did not want to go down that road. 3-0 to their number three hitter. Bingham waits. Runner not going, obviously. That's a fastball over for a strike. Stocky little right-handed batter standing in. Good lead at first for Connor. Fouled back. Count now 3-2. So just like that, Schrodel has battled back. So we have the final line on starting pitcher Jacob Marquez, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, 7 strikeouts and 3 walks. Runner going, swung on, line 1 hopper to Kodama at third, fields and throws. on the first for out number one. He gave it a look at second, but the runner was going on the pitch, so no chance to get him there. 5-3 in your scorebook for the first out. And now Aaron Roberts to the plate. He's looked tough, put on a pretty good batting practice display as well. Doubt he would be bunting here. He's their cleanup hitter. Long homer in the fourth. And he's walked the other two plate appearances, the first and sixth innings. Schrodel doesn't really fear anybody. Change up. Oh, no. Yeah. Inside corner called strike. Yeah, Nick's not really afraid of anybody. He'll come right at you. 0-1 pitch. Can he get on the same plate with Tweedy? He does. Not a big lead at second. Brogdon trying to keep him close there. That one's in the dirt, but blocked well by Tweet. Don't know about Roberts' use of the field, but I'm guessing he's a pull hitter just based on what we've seen. But he's hit very well for them, obviously. Aaron Roberts waits. Here's the 1-1 from Schrodel. Fastball, high plate, bouncer, foul left side. He's at a Desert Oasis High School in Las Vegas. Pretty big leg lift in his at-bat. He was the Nevada Gatorade Player of the Year in a first-team high school, collegiate baseball high school All-American from Collegiate Baseball Magazine. Pretty impressive. Nevada Player of the Year, Gatorade Player of the Year, first-team All-American, USA Today first-team All-American. Runner going as the ball gets away. The good throw from Tweet, and it gets away. It was there on time, but it maybe gets kicked out of his glove over there at third, and the run will come in to score. Ball got away briefly, the runner going. Tweet makes a perfect throw, and Kodama points to himself and says, "That's me, that's on me." And the ball got through him. And if they give an error, it would probably have to be to Kodama. And that's unfortunate. We'll just have to check the scoring on it. But the run does score. Can't change that. Now nobody on, at least, for Roberts. It's 2-2 delivery coming from Schrodel. Change up, bounce, third base side, foul. Let's see what the scoring on that was. Top of the seventh. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Ow! Ow, ow, ow. That hit him in the back. Lower back. Not what Schrodel wanted to do. Guarantee that. But that one hurt. He didn't rub it, though. Did not rub it. First pass, walk or hit batter, given by Nick. Now he's got to stay within, not let it bother him here with one out. And Dalton bowling the plate. That's a pretty good fastball. That might leave a mark. Dalton bowling to the plate. He was hit with a pitch, eventually scored in the sixth. He's officially 0 for 2. Good fastball, but it's away, 1-0. They did give the error on that previous play. To the third baseman, Kodama. And it looks like they've got they replaced their catcher, and I didn't see that. King replaced by, they have a new catcher. We'll get to that next inning. Bowling fouls that one back. 1-2 now. Schrodel quickly out in front. Chris Brew holding on Aaron Roberts over at first. Single, stolen base, error on the third baseman on what would have been he would have been caught stealing, to be honest. But that brought him home. And swings and just laces this one through the hole left side for a base hit. Good piece of hitting there. Good at-bat for Bowling. So men on first and second now. Still only one out, and Caden Matheny to the plate. He has struck out twice, but he hit one well in the fourth. He is at the ballpark what they call the beer batter. Fans like if he strikes out because then they get a discount on the beer. If I were a hitter, I would probably not like being dubbed that. I might protest. Caden Matheny to the plate now. He's the man we're talking about. Slightly open stance. Has two on and one out. Takes a big cut at the first one, 0-1. Right-handed batter. Now takes a changeup inside, 1-1. So Brigman, I guess, came in as a pinch runner, and he's going to be the left fielder. 1-1 pitch. That one's inside. Or is he going to be the center fielder? I don't know. We'll have to figure it all out. Here's the 2-1 pitch. To the right-handed batter, still only one out. Showed a pretty big leg kick there. Change up, fouled back. 2-2. So Nick's gone two strikes on the last three guys, but he gave up a single and a hit batter to the previous two. Leadoff guy singled. And then eventually came around to score on the throwing error, trying to get to third. And that one misses. Big 2-2 pitch coming. Left-hander Schroeder looks in. Nick has his sign, goes to the stretch. Big leg kick, change up inside corner, just missed. 3-2. Fans didn't like it. They wanted a strikeout. Caden Matheny doesn't have much to show for tonight. Lives to swing another day. 3-2 the pitch. Payoff coming. Schroeder working quickly here. Has what he likes. No, he misses inside with a fastball. Tweet just holds it there for a moment. Did not agree with Johnny Smith, I'm guessing. But either way, that is a tough walk. The bases are now loaded for the Colt 45s. In a 6-0 game, and Schroedel needs something to happen here. Will Worthington to the plate. He knocked in a run in the six with a single. He's 1-for-3. That little right-handed batter. That was a tough walk there. Nick was close, but they're not biting. That one's over for a strike. They're taking more of his pitches than they were Marquez. Nick's working in out more, not down, up, 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 in out more. If that makes sense. Up, down, in out. Generally works a little higher. And that's one. A fastball, he chased it. One hand on the bat for that swing. Kind of didn't feel good. Worthington kind of swinging the bat around a little bit. Ow, kind of reaching to his shoulder. Now he chokes up. Schroeder showed him a good fastball. 0-2. Let's see what the lefty brings. They just need an out. The base is jammed, full of caps, capitalists. Here's the 0-2. Big leg kick, good fastball. Up the ladder, he chased it. Strike three. So a strikeout that Schroeder needed. It's actually his first since coming on in relief. Schroedel's thrown 30 pitches, but only 18 of them for strikes, so not the ratio he's looking for. But he's gotten out in front of several guys in a row, but he's been going deep in the count, obviously. And this brings up Ethan Cloy, who came in, who's their new catcher. takes a big swing at the first pitch. Cloyd, you're in the seventh. He's a 6-foot, 195-pounder heading to Cal. 0-1 pitch. Changeup swung on. Looper towards second, and Brogdon fields it. Catches it before it hits the dirt for out number three. Well played by Ty Brogdon. They do get one run, but leave the bases full. Two hits in that inning. And it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Colt 45s have a third of the game left to try to get back into this. We'll see what they can do. Whatever you like to do during the seventh inning stretch, now's the time. Stretch it out. Do some jumping jacks. Whatever it is you like to do. You have a little extra few seconds, so we'll see you in just a minute. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us this summer for Maker Wednesdays with drop-in activities designed for all ages to make, create, collaborate, and discover something new. Bring your preschooler for our Little Explorers program every Thursday at 10 a.m. Turtle Bay also offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month. Turtle Bay's ongoing education programs are included with admission and always free for members. Visit turtlebay.org for upcoming events.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's. I hope you enjoyed your seventh inning stretch there. Max Meyer still in the pitch. I'll get their defensive alignment here in a minute because I'm totally confused. The names don't necessarily match up with what I have, but I can tell you who the catcher is. And that was the young man who batted there at the end, Ethan, for the Colts. Scheduled it. And they need to get something going. Smart throwing right play. So we have a final. Looks like, no, we have finals in baseball yet. No, not a final yet from Oakland. Rangers, top Orioles leading the Angels 7-2. Bottom eight, Tigers and Mariners still tied at 2-2. Giants still tied 1-1 in the eighth. And that's those scores. We need to check in on Connor Menez. It looks like his assignment is done for the night, pitching. That's Bill Plummer's grandson. He went four innings. It got to him a little bit. Six hits, three earned runs. Not bad. Four walks, six strikeouts in the contest. Tacoma, Sacramento leading 13-3, but Connor didn't go deep enough to qualify for the win tonight. First pitch to Tweet. Missed. The second one a called strike on the inside corner. No, oh, some fans are lively out here. So Brigman is in left. Bingham in center. There's two Binghams, apparently. The other Bingham is the DH. You have a C Bingham and an M Bingham. Or an M Bingham and an M Bingham. I don't know. But we'll get it all squared away in a minute. But that's their defensive alignment now. You have a Bingham in left. So Tweet works the count now to 2-2. That one's a little bit up. Okay. Here comes the 3-2 tweak, gets caught up with it, and tied up, strike three. Tanner bites the bat. Didn't get a good swing at it. It was upstairs anyway. Owen, so one out, and that brings up Brendan Roone. And Brendan struck out both times, so he's due. We're in the seventh. That's just his third at bat. Hits have been tough to come by. Right-handed hitter. Breaking balls over for a strike. So Meyer, you know, mixing the pitches. Those two anyway. The excellent fastball. Pretty good-looking curveball. Not a roundhouse. But there's another one. This is inside, one and one. He's begging a little bit there. This one swung on. It is launched towards left. Left fielder back on the track. Does he make the catch? And he does indeed for out number two. Good launch angle, not enough exit velocity, but he hit it really well. Ball not carrying this past week or so, which is kind of dead air at night. A little bit of wind and it would have been out of here. So a long fly to left field by Root for out number two. It brings up Eamon Velarde, bats left against the right-hander. For the first time tonight, he's batting left. He was 1-for-2 from the right side, had one of two hits off the starter Matthews. Colt 45s have yet to solve Meyer. And he's put down all 5 men he's faced to this point. Nobody in their bullpen, nobody in the Colt 45s bullpen. 6-0, so unless Redding can get something going there. Ah, that was a changeup. That was a little bit something different there. Could have been a splitter, though. I don't know that a guy at this level is throwing that. It looked like he might have turned it over a little bit. Could have just been a change. But it was a different pitch. And he had Velarde way out in front, 1-1. Now, Velarde did not have a good at-bat in the fourth, way out in front there, swinging through it. Missed it, 1-2. He struck out and looked kind of not happy doing it. So he's hoping the left side will change things, but he's now down in the count 1-2. A little over-eager tonight, maybe. Let's see if he can settle in here. Checked his swing. It was bounced up there, 2-2. Now here we go. It's a 2-2 delivery coming from the hard-throwing Meyer. I'm guessing heat. It was heat inside, 3-2. Lonnie has pretty good pop from the left side particularly. But he does not have a long ball this year. 318, no homers, 13 RBI. And that's a called strike three. Hit it right to the mitt, inside corner, right along the knees. And that's the fourth strikeout in 2 innings of relief for Meyer. Colt 45s go down in order for the fourth straight inning. In fact, that's 15 straight hitters to go down in order against this Pacific Union Financial Capitalist team. Trailing 6-0, heading to the bottom of the top of the eighth on KCNR.
Mary's Pizza Shack is excited to announce our beautiful new outdoor patio at Mary's downtown location. Come dine al fresco with the family and friends and sip a little wine, enjoy a beer from our tap shack and your favorite dish while relaxing to the sound of the vibrant waterfall. The new patio has room for 40. It's shaded for comfort during the day and draped with sparkling lights for the perfect mood at night. Come dine with us indoors or now outdoors in the new Mary's Pizza Shack patio. Mary's Pizza Shack, 1177 Shasta Street, downtown Redding.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play prizes on a brand new Ranger bass boat. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, the Colt 45's have run into a buzzsaw of pitchers tonight. Now, their big lefty, Nick Schrodel, needs to keep it where it's at and see if they can make a dent in their last two at-bats. They're trailing 6-0. And they haven't had a base runner since back in the third. But we digress a little bit because it is the top of the eighth. And their shortstop, Crampton, comes to the plate. He's 2-for-3, singles his last two time up. Had a couple of runs batted in as well as last time up. Crampton, right-handed batter. He's out of Oakland, committed to Stanford. 6'1", 170-pounder. He went to Oakland Tech and is going to Stanford now. And this one swung on, hit pretty well to right, but Schrodel will back up a few steps, make the catch. Kyle makes the catch for out number one behind his brother, Nick, who's on the hill. Nick came in with two outs in the sixth, and the bases loaded. Crampton did a nice job of hitting, getting in a couple of runs, and then he got the last out without further to do, but by then the damage was done and Marquez had been chased. They added an unearned run in the seventh on a play where Kadama should have made the tag on the throw by Tweet and wound up leading to a run scoring. So we've got some changes now. Top of the order is Harrison Devereaux now. He's going to be a dirt bag. He's attending Long Beach State. Has long, dark hair. No batting gloves. Swung on. Took a big hack. Popped it up towards left. Velarde was playing pretty deep. Now comes in. And he makes it. And he can't handle the catch. He overran it. He was playing very, very deep. So Devereaux reaches on the error by the left fielder. Devereaux's on first. They're working through getting some guys some at-bats here. Now the great mystery may be solved. And this is indeed Dalton. Are we sure? Dawson Brigman. Dawson Brigman now batting. He's in the two spot. Checks, or rather the runner going on the pitch. Schrodel didn't even give him a look. Brigman takes the pitch and gives him a stolen base. And that's a little ugly at this point. You got to pay attention to those things. Although that runner doesn't mean as much as that hitter right now with one out. Schrodel still working from the stretch. Infield's playing in. They can't give up any more runs here. Swung on. Popped right side. Down the right field line. Coming a long way is Kyle Schrodel. Foul territory. He overruns the ball. Falls for a strike. Actually might prove to not be a bad thing because pretty sure the runner would have been able to tag. But it's an error. They're going to give him an error. Both corner outfielders commit errors. That's a rarity. He ran a long way, and again, looks like he also overran that ball. So Dawson Brigman gets the bat. He awaits the 1-1 pitch. Good fastball. Got it by him. And just based on their statistics, I think Brigman, and he's just been added to the club. He's going to be attending Santa Clara. has two batting gloves. Bounced up there, but Tweet blocks it. 2-2 the count. Still just one out. There should be three. Velarde overran a fly ball in left. And Kyle Schroedel overran a foul fly ball in right. Infield in. One out, 2-2 count. And here's the pitch. Swung on. This could score a run. Hit towards right. Schroedel going back under it in fairly deep right field. And actually, the runner's going to get doubled off of first. Well, he would be. What did I miss there? Oh, duh, there was no runner on first. Oops. He thought he had a hit, but the run did score. So that's an unearned run. Out number two. And yet another change. They're getting some guys in there. Is Josh Kasevich. Josh Kasevich, a right-handed batter, coming in. And he swings at the first pitch he sees, flares it towards right. It's going to fall in front of Schroedel for a base hit. Kasevich is hitting 345, so he's not been a slouch for them, obviously. So he's over at first base. He's attending Oregon in the fall. Another excellent program. And Aaron Roberts will come to the plate. He's really been able to swing once for an at-bat, and he homered. He's been walked twice and hit with a pitch in the fanny, in the lower back, that is. Swung on, laces this one down the left side, into the corner for extra bases. Rounding second, heading to third is Kasevich. The throw comes in late, chugging into second with the double is Roberts. Yeah, you can see why he's an All-American out of high school. So Kasevich at third, Roberts at second. Schroedel trying to stop the bleeding, trailing 7-0. Dalton Bowling now to the plate. Bowling officially 1-for-3. Bounced one to the pitcher, struck out in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the sixth, and singled in the seventh. Was stranded in last inning when Nick Schroedel got out of a bases-loaded situation. We can have a pinch runner. Didn't get a number over there, but we have a pinch runner at second base for Roberts. We'll figure it out in a second. With the right-handed hitting bowling at the plate. First pitch, fouled back, out of play. Right-handed batter waits, open stance. Again, one of those couple of guys without batting gloves. Swings slow roller towards second. Brogdon fields, throws. He gets him, hustling down the line, making it close. Was Bowling. That is out number three. They did get a run on two hits. There were two errors that played into that run scoring, and two men left on base. Let's go to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45's needing to scratch out something, come alive. Let's see if they can do it. Needing to come back big in the eighth to ninth, trailing 7-0 this game. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Eat like you mean it. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR. Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
This game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Eat like you mean it. Colt 45's trailing 7-0, needing to get a little something going. Max Meyer has been pretty much untouchable since coming on in relief of starter Quinn Matthews. We'll try to get you caught up on the defensive changes. New first baseman, standing 6 feet 8 inches tall, in fact, is Heller. Davis Heller, he's going to be going to University of Oklahoma. I was there for many years and followed the Sooners baseball program, a very good baseball program over the years, in an excellent league. And they have great fans over there. Chris Brew will lead it off, trying to do something with Max Meyer. Meyer came in the sixth. All he's done is put six down in a row. Colt 45's only Brendan Roop has really given anything a charge against him. Brew's 0 for 2, strikeout and a ground out. First pitch is up. Nobody throwing in their pen. Hard throwing right hander. And a 1-0 pitch to the right handed hitter. That one misses away, 2-0. We mentioned Meyer. He's out of Massachusetts, going to Stanford. You can't just play ball there. You gotta have some pretty good smarts. There's a 2-0 to Brew. Good fastball over for a strike. That was one of those radar balls. You can hear it, but you can't see it. Radio balls, maybe. It started out as radio balls. I don't know where I got radar balls, but either way. 2-1 pitch. Another fastball. Went up the ladder. Swung at it and missed. 2-2. And just guessing, making on appearances, Meyer might stick with that. He has excellent velocity, as good as we've seen. 2-2. Another one swung on, missed, strike 3. Brew not happy with himself. He's struggling. He's scuffling up there. And that is strike 3. And he kicked dirt on the plate, which the umpire, I'll tell you, summarily, umpires don't like that. And I don't think he was trying to do that. It wasn't the umpire he was mad at. He was mad at himself. The ump does not like that. I can tell you that. Kyle Schroedl now to the plate. The right-hander goes curved to Kyle for a strike. Watched a call third strike in the second, and boy, gave one a charge in the fifth if there had been any breeze at all. But it was a line drive and had nothing to lift it out of here, and it was caught. An excellent play by the left fielder, Connor, at the time. That one's over for a strike. 0-2, quickly in the hole. Colt 45s have not had a base runner since Brogdon walked to lead off the third. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Now it's good fastball up. Same two teams tomorrow and Sunday night. Tomorrow night, 7:15, first pitch. And then Sunday night, the Sunday evening games begin 1 hour sooner. Our last Sunday game of the year. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. Foul that one off. Schroedl standing in now. Ready to go. Upright stance. He's a tall guy. Slightly feet close together, then strides in, fouls it back. 1-2. So Devereaux, I believe, is out in center field. I'm trying to get all those changes for you. We got you with the change behind the plate. Heller at first. Kusevich for in at the DH, I believe. I guess Cloyd is the man behind the plate. So we think we got you all caught up. Next couple pitches missed. Count now full. 3-2. To Kyle Schrodel. Looking to get something off of Max Meyer. Fastball, foul that. So he's just going to work him until he can get something to hit. Good at bat. Nobody wants to give here. He started out 0-2, then a ball, then a foul, ball, and another foul. Kyle does not want to give in. Here comes a 3-2. Offbeat swung on, hit sharply towards short. He fields, throws a little high, but he has a 6'8" first baseman. Heller makes the catch for out number two. Kyle got down the line in a hurry, hit pretty well, but fielded well out there at shortstop by Adam Crampton. Brings up Brogdon, walked and stole a base in the third. As mentioned, the last base runner the Colt 45s have had. That was in the third. To this point, tip your cap to Matthews and Meyer. Pitching pretty tough to come by at this level. Colt 45s, a good start for Marquez. Just no support. Defense wasn't bad behind him by any stretch. They just scratched out those runs. It's now 7-0. We are in the bottom of the eighth. Brogdon trying to get, oh, check swing. Slow roller might be a hit. Let's see. Third baseman Bowling charges, throws. You won't get him. Hey, looks like a line drive in the box score, Ty. There you got a guy on base. Little excuse me swing. The infield hit. First base runner since back in the third. And now Andy Bayena comes to the plate. Andy's had a tough night. He's scuffling up there. Not alone. He's 0 for 3. Struck out a couple of times. Nobody thrown in their pen, either bullpen for that matter. It'll be Schrodel's job to finish. Colt 45 just wanted to get a little rally going. They haven't had one tonight. They had two base runners in the second on good hits by Tweet and Velarde, but then Matthews settled down. He walked a guy, but that was it. And that hit, first thing in a long time. Bayena takes fastball inside corner. You know, Meyer's been pretty confident working that inside part of the plate for first pitch strikes, whether it's the fastball or the breaking ball. And when you throw hard like that at this level, guys find themselves looking fastball, but missing the curve. That one missed inside, 1-1. So Meyer had been cruising along pretty good, pretty well. He put the first eight guys down that he faced. Five strikeouts among those eight. Good lead first. Brogdon not going anywhere. He just threw some wood in the burner and got some more heat going on that one. Good fastball. Way past Bayena. 1-2. And knowing he's got one more inning, probably, Meyer, unless Colt 45's come up with an eight-run rally right here, stranger things have happened, though the percentage likelihood not there. Be better to think, get a couple. That's all you want. You just want to get on the board, and then things start happening. Let's see if that's going to happen. 1-2 pitch from Meyer, I'm guessing heater. I'm just guessing. Brogdon at first, runs well, has a steal tonight. There's a fastball up, and he didn't chase it, 2-2. Guess what? I got a fever. Oh, we haven't heard the call for cowbell many times tonight. Bayena in, open stance, right-handed batter. slightly choked up.
Here we go.
Brogdon with a good lead. The 2-2 pitch. He swung on and missed. Chased it up high. Strike three. That is the sixth strikeout for the big right-hander Meyer since coming into this game. Colt 45s get a hit. An excuse me infield hit, but nevertheless, they leave that man on base. We head to the top of the ninth. Schroedl got to shut the door, see if the Colt 45s can scratch something out in the bottom half. Make them look for a little moral victory at this point. Trailing 7-0. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline.
Dude, I was just thinking about the Charbroiled Double Deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and the Double Cheeseburger.
Three mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each.
How did they know we were starving?
How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet?
It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything.
Whoa, whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroiled Double Deals, only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
This game brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. Eat like you mean it. Colt 45's have met their match tonight to this point. They are trailing 7-0. The Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, indeed one of the better summer collegiate programs in America. We're familiar with them. We know them. But they've been very good this year, and Colt 45s ran into a couple of pretty good pitchers to start things off. Caden Matheny now comes to the plate. He's 0-for-3 with a walk, robbed of a hit, I guess you could say, by Andy Baena back in the fourth. Matheny, right-handed batter, takes that first pitch a little low. They are 23-7 this summer, the Caps. That should tell you something. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Nick Schroedl. That's over for a strike. Nick has thrown 44 pitches in 2 1/3 innings. At this point, if he, if he hadn't struggled this inning, you'd have him available, I'm sure, to give you something on Sunday if need be. Changeup popped up in the infield. Schroedl points up, and Brogdon calls for it, and he drops it. There are no guarantees tonight. There have been at least three dropped pops tonight. And Ty, I know he's not happy. He had it. It hit his glove. It's an error. And it's just one of those second half of this game. It's just, the wheels just kind of got wobbly. Now we have a pinch hitter, Connor Lawrence. He'll be attending the University of Tennessee. Another very good long history program there. Excellent program over the years. First pitch is up from Schroedl. Can't let it rattle you. Can't let it rattle you, Nick. Lawrence is hitting 250 this summer. 10-for-40. So he's played in about half their games. Right-handed batter. Swung on. Lifts it towards right. Kyle coming in. Brogdon going back. Can't get to it. Kyle probably should have called him off. Heading over to third, the runner had to hold up. Now the batter runs into second. I don't know who they're going to give the error to. They're going to give it to Brogdon. That's tough. That's a tough error. I think that at that point, because he's going back and tries to spin around and catch it, he must have called Kyle off. That's a tough error on Ty. If Kyle drops it, yes. But to give it to Ty, that's just me. I'm not the official scorer. Either way, Matheny is over at third. At second is Lawrence. And Ethan Cloyd now comes to the plate, came in to catch, right-handed batter. Cloyd, this summer for them, hitting .232. He's played quite a bit, 23 games, a homer, 16 runs batted in, right-handed hitter, dark bat with that white tape in the bottom half. The last three or four innings of this game have been tough on Tanner Tweet behind the plate, but he's done a nice job there keeping it in front of him in that play. 2-0 now the count. First base is open, infield regular depth. Schrodel, fastball swung on, hit well down the line. If it's fair, could be out of here. And it is fair, and it is gone. His second home run of the summer. He just hit it on a line down the line. It's 10-0. So a three-run homer. I mean, it had the distance coming off the bat. Those first two, three runs score, two of them will be unearned. It's a big homer for Cloyd. As mentioned, his second of the summer. And another pinch hitter. Adam Crampton's going to get to bat. Crampton's 2-for-4 tonight. He's their shortstop tonight. Fastball swung on and missed. Well, Nick challenged him. Cloyd answered the call. Been a tough relief appearance for him, too. Again, some boo-boos made behind him. In fact, all four of the errors have come since Schrodel's entered the game. That one misses. It's a ball and a strike. And here's this pitch. Fastball fouled back. 1-2. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be Kadama, Edwards, and Tweet coming to the plate. They do have somebody else thrown in the bullpen, so we might have somebody coming in to replace Meyer. I'm at the stage where I'd like to see anybody other than Meyer pitch. Because he's been pretty much unhittable. That, excuse me, swing infield hits all he's given up. That one missed low, 2-2. Schrodel coming right back. Let's see what he goes with. Fastball inside. Corner called. Strike three. So they're getting out here in the ninth. Out number one. Brings up Devereaux. Harrison, who came in. He's the Long Beach State signee. Right-hand batter with the long hair. No batting gloves. That's how I know you. Devereaux, nothing wrong with that. Not disparaging. Just if I saw him in the batting cage tomorrow, I'd know that was him. And he went to Vacaville High School. Was on the A's area code team last year with a 1.19 ERA in high school. That one's inside. First couple of pitches are over for strikes, 0-2. And he's primarily a pitcher, best I can tell. But he's hitting .320. This one swung on, hit towards short. Guess he's not primarily a pitcher. Throw to first. Nick Horsley is coming at first base, makes the stretch for out number two. Didn't see Horsley come in, but a nice stretch there, Nick. And it brings up Dawson Brigman, who we mentioned is going to Santa Clara. He just added to their roster. They have two Brigmans. I'm going to make a guess that they're related. That one's over for a strike, but, you know, you shouldn't guess as one of my favorite TV characters says, guessing or supposing is often wrong. I don't know for sure. That's over for a strike. but since I don't have a bio on him, I'll have to ask tomorrow. Quickly out in front, 0-2. Bounces that one up there. Oh, he hit him with a pitch. Well, sometimes you get the bar. Sometimes the bar gets you. And they've been consumed by the bar tonight. 10-0. It sure seemed a lot better than that. For a while. But it got wobbly. Kasevich now up for the second time tonight. He singled his first time up. Joshua Kasevich. He's out of Palo Alto. As mentioned earlier, he's committed to Oregon. Was a preseason All-American in high school as a junior, I believe. Maybe that might have been going into his season. He's just 18. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Line down the right field line, but foul. Quickly 0-2. So, you know, might be time to start thinking about tomorrow at some point. The starting pitcher is scheduled to be Eamon Velarde tomorrow. And Eamon could get to bat again if the Colt 45s can get anything going in the ninth. I have not even used the binoculars tonight, but they do have somebody thrown in the bullpen. I'll just let it be a mystery. If he comes in. 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Slow roller just past the first baseman into right field. It had eyes, and it's a hit. The runner doesn't stop and heads all the way to third. The Colt 45s have lost some focus out there now. That was a base hit. Was not hit that hard. But Kasevich with a slow roller. So all the way over to third base goes Bridgman. Kasevich is at first. Two outs. Eighth hitter of the inning. And it's Heller. Right-handed batter. Pretty big kid, as I mentioned. They also have him listed as a pitcher, but he plays first base. Swung on. One hopper to Kodama at third. Long throw, good stretch, out number three, inning over. Whew. They get three more runs, the big blow, the three-run homer by Ethan Cloyd. And they do leave a couple of men on base. Go to the bottom of the ninth. Colt 45 is looking for something good to take to bed with them tonight because they're playing these guys the next couple of nights. Trailing by 10 spots. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, brought to you by Carl Jr. on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, we do not have a new pitcher, so I'm glad I didn't use the binoculars. It's still Max Meyer. Now, they do have a right-hander who's been throwing out there. They might be just looking at a pitch count on Meyer and bringing him in to face a batter or two. If the Colt 45s get anybody on base, it also just may have been somebody's night to throw, which certainly can be the case in baseball at any level. They may have been thought they have a lot, they have a full collection of players. They're not like a dozen players or anything on their roster, so they've got to do what they can to get all their guys their innings and so on. But it looks ready to go, and one of their coaches is walking out to the bullpen to check on him. Julian Kodama leads off. Left-handed batter is 0 for 3 tonight, struck out twice. He's not alone in that. Looking to extend that hitting streak to 23, but at this point, you know, it's been a tough night. First pitch over for a strike. And I'm sure nobody's thinking of personal gain at this point. Although Julian would like to get on and see if they can at least break that goose egg out there. Let's see if Meyer shows any signs of weariness or weariness. He's thrown 49 pitches in 3-plus innings. 50 pitches now. Working from the wind almost exclusively. Fouled that one off, hit the catcher in the mask, and spun his mask right off of him. But he's all right. That's why they give it to him. Kodama pats him on the back. He's a little dizzy right now, I think. He's going to go out and say something. Telling the umpire to get in there. Let's go. Can I trade masks with you? Good spirit. Good sportsmanship, I think, on both teams. Although the Colt 45s didn't have their finest hour the last couple of innings with the defense. But got a chance to maybe make some amends here, get something going against Meyer, 1-2 the pitch. Rocks back. Breaking ball. Kodama swings, misses. Catcher's going to field it off the ground and throw it on to first. So Kadama's hitting streak's going to come to an end. Though he had a 22-game run. That's pretty impressive. Edwards now comes to the plate. Peyton's 0 for 3 tonight. He's not had his finest hour either. He popped a short in the first, struck out in the third, and grounded to third. He's made contact twice. And a lot of guys can't say that tonight. It's just they run into some really good pitchers. Meyer facing the right-handed hitter. Swung on, laced down the left field line. Will it stay fair? No, it's a foul ball. That's just a long strike, Peyton. Would have been something good to take home with you tonight. Just wanna have a feel good. Get one on that board. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking ball, bounce that one up there, 1-1. I'm guessing at this point they're not going to the pen. They're just letting that guy get some work in. Looks like they might be working on something with his pitching coach out there. Fastball fouled back into the parking lot, right there towards my car. That wouldn't be nice. It's all right, though. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. A ball and two strikes to count. Peyton, going to protect the dish here. See what they give him. That's a breaking ball. Swung on, line towards center field. Center fielder comes in, though, and makes the catch for out number two. Good stroke, just right at him. And it brings up Tanner Tweet, 1 for 3 tonight, has one of the three Colt 45s hits. He got their first hit on the way back time machine to lead off the second inning. And guess what? Meyer has pitched a heck of a game, but I guess he reached his pitch total. 56. They are going to the bullpen to face Tanner Tweet. There'll be a new pitcher. We'll tell you all about him when we return. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
The new pitcher will be Michael Schreiber on this game, brought to you by Carl's Jr. Schreiber, in his eighth appearance, he's only thrown 6 2/3 innings. So there, he's coming in, looks like a right-handed version of Craig Kimbrell. He's left-handed, right? Either way, stocky left-hander, going to go to the University of Washington, 5'11", 205. And, again, has not thrown only six, has thrown only 6 2/3 innings. Schreiber will be attending Washington, as mentioned. He's at a Rancho Santa Fe and Torrey Pines High School. So they call him Shribes. He's just not 19 yet. He's just 18 years old. And he will come in, working from the stretch to face the right-hander Tanner Tweet. Slider over for a strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Tanner Tweet. It was good pop, as you know. That was low. His team is cheering for him. I guess they treat him a little bit like a closer, maybe. Have him come in to get the last out. I really don't know. He's pitched in quite a few games and hasn't given up many hits. Or he's pitched in quite a few games without many innings. Tweet, the right-handed hitter. 2-1 count coming. Two outs, bottom nine. That one's low, 3-1. In 6 2/3 innings, he's given up 5 hits and walked 21. So he's obviously working on some stuff out there. Swung on, line down the left field line, fair or foul? Foul ball. Tanner had 2 home runs last night, 7 runs batted in. Oh, what a long way away that feels right now. 3-2 payoff. Sails it up almost to the backstop. So obviously he's been working on stuff with all the walks that he has. So Tweet walks, brings up Brendan Roop. Roop, a right-handed hitter. Had a pretty long fly ball to left in the 7th. He's 0 for 3 tonight. So he has a 4-game hitting streak on the line. It's not a long one, but maybe he can keep it alive here. First pitch was a changeup of some sort, outside corner for a called strike. Looking in for the sign. good lead at first base for Tweet, but I'm sure he's not going anywhere. They're not holding him, and they're down 10. Swung on, missed. Well, Brendan got something over the plate, just didn't time it right. 0-2 count. Looking in for the sign. And here's the pitch. That one didn't miss by much. 1-2. His dugout wanted it. I think they are used to winning. They're pretty excited over there. 1-2, the count. Brendan swings and hits one sharply towards right field. Right fielder and center fielder can't get to it. It's down for extra bases, up against the wall. Shutout's over. That's good news. Roop's going to chug to third. He'll head first, slide there. Ball gets away, and Roop is going to come in to score. So there's something good to take home with you, huh? A run-scoring triple, and that extends Brendan's hitting streak to 5. On the throw, hits away, and the run scores. So the Colt 45s put a 2 spot on the board off of their reliever, Schreiber. Now Eamon Velarde comes to the plate. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Singled in the second and whiffed the next 2 times. Took a called third strike in the 7th. Fastball over for a strike. Nice little cutter on that one. So Roop now has 38 runs batted in. Leads the team in that category. Fouled that one off 0-2. He now is also tied with Tanner Tweet for the team lead in triples. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, bounced sharply to first, but right at the big first baseman. He steps on the bag for out number 3. Cole 45's got a couple of runs on a hit. Nice triple by Brendan Roop to the opposite field. They get 2 runs on the board. Little moral victory, and who likes those? 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors, and 12 men left on base for the Bay Area's Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. 2 runs, 4 hits, 5 errors, and 4 men left on base for the Colt 45s. Wasn't a game to remember. Your winning pitcher will be their starter tonight. Matthews with 5 shutout innings, scattered 2 hits. There will be no save in the game for them. For the Colt 45s, Marquez gets the loss, but had no support behind him offensively. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 4 earned runs, and 5 runs. 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Schrodel pitched the remainder of the game. Didn't figure in the final decision, but you have to credit the starters, Quinn Matthews, and the reliever, Max Meyer, anyway. We both did sterling jobs. Don't want to see them again this weekend. So that's the final score for this hour, 10-2. We will be back with a brief recap and look at the last couple of finals in Major League Baseball that we didn't give you earlier in just a moment. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
The average adult is 2 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, guess what? The Giants. Welcome back to Tiger Field. Guess I'm quickly just glossing over tonight's 10-2 loss. This game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Colt 45 did lose 10-2, but the Giants are in extra innings again. And they took the lead in the top of the 11th on Solano's. I believe Solano's RBI double. No. Sandoval hit a go-ahead home run. Okay. Wow. So the Giants got one in the third and now one in the 11th to take a 2-1 lead in San Diego in the bottom of the 11th. So maybe we'll get a final. If not, in a minute you can tune out. You can flip over. Just don't flip over yet. What other final did I have for you? Did I ever give you that A's score? I don't think you ever got the A's final. That was a while ago. Rangers beat the A's 5-2 final. That was in Oakland. Lynn over Mengden. Martin got the save. And the Orioles did beat the Angels. Nunez had a homer and a big 6-run second for Baltimore down in Anaheim, 9-3. Was the final. Larimer gave you all the other finals a little bit earlier tonight. Well, it went down like this. A very, very solid pitching matchup. Jacob Marquez and Quinn Matthews went head-to-head. Matthews looked very good. Colt 45s didn't really get to him, though. They scored a run in the top of the first. A couple of ground ball hits, good hits. A walk. A run did come in on an infield out. And heck, that all held up. Colt 45s had a couple of guys on in the second, but then 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, a whole bunch of guys before they got their next hit. They had one base runner in the third. They didn't get a hit until an excuse-me swing by Brogdon in the eighth. And by then, the defensive wheels had kind of fallen off for the Colt 45s. Big, big homer for Roberts. We can see why he's was a high school All-American and one of the top prospects coming out. He had one hit tonight and then a double in the eighth, and they began giving some other guys some playing time. Ethan Cloyd got the 3-run homer in the ninth inning, and that kind of was the death blow at the end of what had been a couple of sloppy innings defensively for the home team at that point, and thus the final line of 10-12-1, 2-4-5. For the Colt 45s. Marquez, I thought, pitched well again, but, not well enough to win. He would have had to match goose eggs and was not able to do that tonight. You know, in baseball, you can't win them all. But if you're lucky, you get to try again tomorrow. And that's the case for your Colt 45s, who will play this same very good team, Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, tomorrow night. Here at Tiger Field. First pitch comes at 7:15. Pre-game on KCNR comes at 7 o'clock. If you want to come out to the ballpark, I do recommend it. After a hot day, the sun goes down, days are shorter, you can enjoy a good night at the ballpark. You only have five more of those this year, tomorrow, Sunday, and then next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So got to get out here and bring the kids out and enjoy some baseball. And Colt 45s, I'm sure, we'll have a better day tomorrow. This game has been brought to you by Carl's Jr. Eat Like You Mean It. Our producer tonight, tip of the cap. Fine job by Jared King. Again, the final score, 10-2. The Colt 45s now fall to 21-19 on the season. The Pacific Union Financial Capitalists improve to 24-7. Next game, as mentioned, will be on the air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That's the story. Not a W, but a big L to hang out tonight, but the flags are flying again tomorrow. Till then, I'm Brent Weber saying so long from Tiger Field.
The deaths within this country.
That's right.
We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah, vote Democrat, because this is the kind of inspired leadership they're looking forward to providing to the United States of America. Jihadis and anti-Semites and racists who don't understand the world they live in any more than a newborn child. Should a newborn child be allowed to be newborn? All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Ezra, calling from Okinawa, Japan. Ezra, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Very well. What do you say? What's going on in Okinawa?
Hey, good. Yeah, my wife, Erica, she's listening from New Jersey, and she told me not to call you right now.
Why?
Because it's almost 11 o'clock, and I've had a couple beers, but whatever. but you know what, Chris?
What?
You reminded me of, you reminded me of the snapping turtle earlier when you're like, you got a little aggressive. I was like, whoa, he almost reminds me of Mitch McConnell. I was like, whoa, easy.
Little snapper. Yeah, when Mitch gets angry, he turns into a snapping turtle. He does.
Exactly, exactly. You reminded me of that. But, you know, what you just said with Ilhan Omar,
yes,
is amazing. And, you know, I've thought the same things. Like, how can they put this person on TV representing people with the things that she has said? It's amazing to me, and nothing, like, there are no consequences whatsoever.
No, well, it's good to be a Democrat, as I'm fond of saying. You know, Ilhan Omar went home to her district in Minnesota last week and was greeted at the airport by organized union groups with professionally made signs that were made that day or the day before supporting Ilhan Omar. And the news media reported it like it was some kind of a grassroots gathering at the airport because she's so popular, when it was quite obvious to anyone looking even at still photos, much less video of the homecoming, that it was orchestrated by several different unions. They had a total of, you know, three dozen people, approximately 36 people there waiting for her at the airport. And the news media covered it like she was MacArthur coming home after winning World War II. And say, hail the conquering hero. And they completely ignore all the union signs that are there. And then count the people, and you see there are these Facebook groups for the unions, and they tell crazy people to come out to greet crazy people at the airport. And boy, you know, this is today's Democrat Party, and what's worse is this is today's media.
And you're absolutely right. That's the same thing that happened with the mayor of San Juan when they're saying that Trump is not supporting Puerto Rico, yet she has freshly printed anti-Trump T-shirts in front of pallets and pallets of fresh water and food for the Puerto Rican people.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Ezra, now, all right, let me ask this. You're calling from Okinawa. Does that mean you don't have to answer if you don't want to? Does that mean that you're serving in the United States Marine Corps?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, perhaps. Yes, all right. Keeping America safe and the world safe for democracy, because that's what our military does. And you know, the Democrats, they don't like the Marine Corps. Yesterday, they were wrapping themselves in the flag of our nation, in the patriotism of Robert Mueller. And anybody that's critical of Robert Mueller is anti-military and anti-patriotic and anti-American flag. And these frauds, these clowns that can't wait to crucify our troops anytime there's a misstep anywhere, then turn around and wrap themselves in the flag when it's politically expedient to do so, and they'll return to spitting on our troops tomorrow, because that's the protocol.
You know, I think Chris, it's nice that we're going to have this 6-week break. I think it's well deserved. I think President Trump he thinks it's well deserved as well. We support him, and it looks like ultimately, based off of, 2 days ago, our time, that they're setting themselves up for another, maybe a redo for Mueller investigation.
It kind of looks that way. It certainly does. Ezra, listen, thank you for calling in. Now, you have a son. Am I right about this? You have a son?
Yes. Ethan, and he loves it when you say Gropey McGropeface.
Gropey McGropeface for Ethan. That's, I know. I think I had that somewhere in the recesses of my brain. Gropey McGropeface.
And you remember it every single time you say the Krusty Paw. Yeah,
the Krusty Paw and Gropey McGropeface. All right,
we hear it, and he loves it.
Well, Ethan, Ezra, Erica, that's the three E's. Thank you for thanks for checking in. Thanks for being you. Saluting you.
Thanks, Chris.
Hoorah! That's all right. That's great stuff. Hoorah! And from Okinawa, Japan, because of Al Gore. Al Gore's amazing internet allows people to listen all over the world. We had a lovely couple on our sea cruise from Switzerland. Did I mention this? They live in Switzerland and listen to the show, at least he does, in Switzerland, and came along on our sea cruise. It is truly a global community. It takes a village to make a radio show. It is good to, but Ezra, I remember his saying that his son liked Gropey McGropeface. When we were talking, which Democrat were we talking about? There are so many of it. Gropey McGropeface, Mark Halperin, or where in the world is Matt Lauer, or Harvey Weinstein, or maybe it was Anthony Weiner, maybe it was Bill Clinton. The Democrats are just, it's raining Democrats when you start talking about groping offenses. Isn't it? Yes, it is. Man, oh shibbets. All right, let's get to it, but it is Friday too. I'll dial it down half a notch. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mark calling from McLean, Virginia. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show. I can hear the delay on Mark's. Oh, Mark just fell off the grid there. but that's all right. Now, the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, in particular Joe Scarborough, are very, very upset with Mitch McConnell because the Democrats had a phony baloney bill yesterday that they passed in a rush so that they could attack Republicans for not rubber stamping it. And if the Republicans did rubber stamp it, then it would be ignored, and it would just be another $775 million on our tab that we're passing along to somebody else that Nancy Pelosi will never meet. And what happened is a Senate report came out, and the Senate report told us, I think, something that we pretty much already knew, that the Russians, who are communists, who are leftists, and Putin is a leftist, he's a man of the left. Is there any question about that? And by the way, all this tampering took place while Barack Obama was president. You remember Joe Biden saying that the tampering would never take place on his watch? And the news media doesn't even call him out on this. They don't even call him out for being so dumb that he doesn't know that it did happen on his watch and on Barack Obama's watch. All of this tampering that we've been hearing so much about all happened while Barack Obama was president, while Joe Biden was vice president, while James Comey was FBI director, Loretta Lynch was the attorney general, and the communist voter with the moon face, John Brennan, he was the CIA director, and all of this happened, and now they're outraged. They act like it all happened under Trump or something, which is just, it's the lie is so big and so shameless that no one would dare not believe it. Isn't it extraordinary? Lunch Bucket Joe.
Look what's happening. You think that would have happened on my watch or Barack's watch? You can't answer that, but I promise you it wouldn't have, and what? It didn't.
What a moron. I mean, I don't know if you can get any dumber than that. And he's the leader. He's the front. He's now, there's a new poll out. He's doubling the numbers that the other Democrats are getting. Twice what Kamala Harris has got? Because the Democrats are racist. That's why. The Democrats are racist and sexist. And Lunch Bucket Joe is the number one guy. And he is as dumb as a rock. The guy is just unbelievable. Oh, he's nice. He shows all of his teeth. When he goes like this, he's not smiling. He's just showing his dental work. It's amazing. So the Senate put out a report yesterday saying all 50 states were targeted by Russian interference ahead of 2016 election. Well, what did Obama do about it? And you know, no media person has actually asked that question ever, anywhere. It's amazing. Robert Mueller warned, this is their, the Democrats, they're pretending that when Robert Mueller stammered through something saying the Russians are tampering right now, it's like, oh my God, this is a revelation. It's a revelation if you have Newsheimers, if you forgot the news from yesterday and the day before and the month before and the year before. What are you chortling over there about something? State election officials are anxious and underfunded. Some running systems with outdated software and scrounging for replacement parts off eBay. This is what the news media is reporting today. This is good stuff. It's the Associated Press. They're doing the Democrats' bidding for them, quite obviously. And on Thursday, a report from the Senate Intelligence Committee concluded all 50 states were targeted in 2016, ahead of the 2018 election. Top election vulnerabilities remained. Oh, no. But there's no help from Congress. What? It's a risky calculation heading into 2020. Look, they're politicizing it already. Who typed this for the Associated Press? Lisa Mascaro. She's her grandparents invented mascara. It's a risky calculation heading into 2020 when the stakes will be high for an election that could see record turnout as President Donald Trump runs for a second term. Primary voting is 6 months away. Now, I mean, I got to, you know, can I just slow down here for a sec? These people, they're all hysterical. Like, this is something we learned yesterday. It's not. This is not something. A report came out yesterday saying what we already knew. And guess what? States haven't invested. So here's what the Democrats did. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday blocked a House-passed bill that would authorize $775 million to beef up state election systems. They're going to beef them up. They're going to put some beef on them. GOP leaders made the case that the Trump administration has already made great strides in protecting the vote, and they say no more funding is needed. Now, Chuck Schumer then attacked, it's a disgrace. See, now, if you ask Chuck Schumer, well, what will the money be used for? He'll say, for the states. For the states to do what? To protect their voting. How? They don't care. They just wanted a dollar figure so that they could goad the Republicans into either just rubber stamping another $775 million to avoid a news headline in the Washington Post. $775 million. And McConnell could have said, all right, okay, we'll vote. So, you know, to not give the Democrats the headline. But instead they said, the Democrats are just doing this for phony political reasons, and we're not going to rubber stamp it. In fact, you people are, you know, the real disgrace here is Chuck Schumer, naturally, and the fraud that is being perpetrated. They're trying to spend $775 million of our dollars to do, well, to protect our sacred election. Really? Really? Is that what it is? And nothing's been done since Obama failed to do anything? Since Brennan and Comey and Lynch and Biden failed miserably, horribly in 2015 and 2016? To thwart the Russians. Tell me, we haven't done anything till Pelosi passed a phony bill yesterday. Now they're getting to it. Is that what you're telling me? It's all a lie. It's all such a big lie. But wait till you hear Joe Scarborough, because this is what he's upset about. This is it right here. Mitch McConnell wouldn't vote on Pelosi's phony bill. So, Moscow Mitch, here we come.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
All right, great audio coming up in the Senate report. Oh, the Russians are tampering. Well, you know, you guys, they're your pals. You're colluding with Russia. Yeah. You're the rancid ghost of Senator Joe McCarthy, brought to life by today's Democrat Party. Absolutely extraordinary. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Mark. Let's go to Mark calling from McLean, Virginia. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on Ilhan Omar and the ilk blacker in the Democratic Party. I'm not African American. One of the things that bothered me the most.
I'm having I don't know if you got a headset on or what, having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Hold on. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little better, yeah.
So one of the things that bothered me most as an African American about Ilhan Omar and the ilk blacker is just the use of identity politics. It frustrates me to hear them divide.
I got to tell you, I'm having real trouble hearing you. I don't know, you're talking into your pressed against your mouth or something, but we'll give it one more try.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
All right, sorry about that. It bothers me.
I honestly, I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like you got a headphone in your mouth or something. We're not going to be able to. You were talking about what bothers you about Ilhan Omar. That's as far as we could get. I'm sorry about that. If you get a better phone or something, by all means, call back in. But I wanted to hear your point. I most sincerely did. A little difficult. All right, Joe Scarborough, what do you hear this? What do you hear this stuff? I think his therapist called in and tried to stop him while he was on the air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.